Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Sodium
levels would be cut more than half for the first time specific calorie targets are set. Panel member Mary Kay Fox admits school districts would have to find funding for new equipment and training,
so that they don't have to be so reliant on processed foods.
But she warns without change, health care costs will be much greater.
Increasing rates of obesity and a chronic disease associated with excessive intakes of saturated fat.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The formal announcement could come at any time, but the signs seem clear that Afghan President Hamid Karzai will concede to the need for a runoff election. More from reporter Jerome Starkey in Kabul.
We're speaking to people within the Afghan security institutions this morning who say that they have been ordered to begin security preparations for a second. It's very significant because until now, the Ministry of Defense, which controls the army, and the Ministry of Interior, which controls Afghanistan's police, has been banned by the president from making any runoff plans.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The administration is looking for an Afghan election crisis endgame.
It's now up to the Afghans to make this legitimate.
As the president considers a troop-level decision, spokesman Robert Gibbs says the U.S. needs a strong partner in Kabul. Defense Secretary Gates discussed the impact of the shaky political situation there.
It would be easier had the election come out in a different way and been conducted without the kind of irregularities that have been identified.
Signaling Pentagon impatience. Gates says the future U.S. strategy will be based on evolving issues, Nick.
Well, the capital of Pakistan has been rocked by new attacks. Two suicide bombers have struck the International Islamic University in Islamabad, leaving at least six people dead. The blasts have prompted officials to close all schools across the country. As the debate over health care reform prepares to heat up again, comes a new Washington Post poll that shows the American mood has shifted over the public option to compete with private insurance. In a turnaround from the summer, now 57% back a government-run health insurance option versus 40% who oppose it. On Capitol Hill, as CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports, the push is on to tweak one part of health care reform legislation.
Senate Democrats today are trying to pass a bill to prevent a 21% cut to fees doctors are paid for treating Medicare patients. Otherwise, it takes effect in January. By taking this doctor fix out of the bigger health reform bill, it makes that bill cheaper, but adds this $247 billion over 10 years to the deficit. Some Republicans are balking, but lobbying from doctors is intense, and from seniors, who fear such a big cut would convince doctors to stop treating Medicare patients.
Higher Medicare premiums are on the way for about a quarter of all recipients. The New York Times quotes federal officials who say their monthly premiums will climb by 15%, topping $100 for the first time next year. The Obama administration is urging the Senate to follow the lead of the House and pass a bill that would block the increase. Imagine living to be 100 with the body of a 50-year-old. It's not in the realm of science fiction. Let's get that story live from London and CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
50 active years after 50. That's the motto and the goal of a massive five-year research program at Leeds University. Team leader Eileen Ingham says they're perfecting existing techniques and developing new methods for replacing the body parts that start wearing out in people's 50s and 60s.
The spare parts, yes. The hips.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Investigators will be going through what's left of the Park Theater Mall in Estes Park today, trying to find out what caused yesterday's fire that nearly destroyed one of the town's main shopping areas.
The 14ers Cafe was over on the other side of the building. And that was a great place for people to go for coffee, ice creams, sandwiches, and so forth. Popular place, so he's lost everything.
Estes Park Mayor Bill Pinkham, the historic 1920s vintage theater at the end of the mall was saved by firefighters. No one was hurt. It could still be next week before we see charges brought against the Fort Collins family accused of taking everyone on a balloon ride. Charges against Richard and Mayumi Heaney had been expected to be filed earlier, but Larimer County investigators are now looking for others who might have been involved with what the sheriff calls a publicity stunt that involved claims that the Heaney's 6-year-old son had drifted away in a homemade balloon. In sports, the Broncos are still undefeated. They beat the San Diego Chargers last night 34-23. That takes the Broncos to 6-0 on the season. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Workers have cleaned up an accident westbound 36 that occurred right around Table Mesa. Sounds like a car clipped a deer there. They had to move some stuff out of the road. So for the time being, speeds are looking a lot better as you're trying to get Boulder bound. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, we're looking at a decent trip pretty much anywhere you're heading. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We've got a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high near 62. Currently, it is 41 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fresh, flavorful pork is now a great value for any meal occasion. Your neighborhood King Soopers has all of your favorite cuts of fresh pork. And this week, check out all the great deals on pork. King Soopers, more value for the way you live.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Press. I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pisshead.
Just shut up, will
you? Shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
Howdy. Welcome to the third exciting hour of the Bill Press Radio Show. Peter Ogfor, Bill Press today. Alongside, sitting in studio with us, is Glenn Thrush from Politico. Glenn, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate it. We're going to cover lots of topics here in this hour. By the way, for those of you that didn't get a chance to hear our interview with David Alan Greer, it will be up shortly after the show, about an hour after the show. You can go to BillPressShow.com, buy a podcast account, get the whole show, or you can download just the David Alan Greer interview. Very funny guy. He's got a new book. I had some funny things to say about race and politics. And very, very funny. I'll always remember him as Antoine Merriweather. Living Color.
Uh-huh.
Very funny guy. That voice is Dan Henning running the board for you. Mr. Henning, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good to be here. I'm great. Thank you.
And screening your calls is Peter, the other new Peter. When you call in, please be gentle. He's the new guy. President Obama yesterday made a couple of different trips. He first of all went to Bethesda, the Sidwell Friends, for a parent-teacher conference. It was announced that just Michelle Obama was going, but what the hell he went to. And then he went to Silver Spring, to a school out there, and he talked to the kids about reading and made the announcement that 250,000 jobs have either been saved or created with the stimulus plan. And he even talked about a movie that he saw.
I used to love this book that they just made a movie out of called Where the Wild Things Are. That's a great book, right? So the movie just came out, and we saw it yesterday. And we saw it on Saturday. So it was really interesting.
It's very interesting. You have kids. Have you seen Where the Wild Things Are yet?
This is actually, you've touched on the biggest debate in the Thrush household that's currently raging.
All right. My wife and I had a similar debate, but go ahead.
On Sunday, I was ready to pull the trigger and take the kids over there. And my wife said, if you do that, they will not sleep through the night for the next 3 weeks.
Right.
And she showed me all this stuff on the internet, you know, people who had taken their kids there and they were hospitalized afterwards for the trauma. So we're still very much debating this. I want to send the kids there. But.
All right. We had this debate in my house. My wife said the same thing. I have a one-and-a-half-year-old. He's definitely out of the mix just because one-and-a-half-year-olds in movies are really annoying. So we know we don't want to do that. But I have an almost five-year-old, and we had the debate. My wife said, I'm afraid he's going to, you know, freak out and have nightmares and all this kind of stuff. We took him. I took him. He loved it.
Oh, really?
He loved it.
So much so that...
So much so.
What has it done?
For Halloween, right, this year, he was going to be Buzz Lightyear. And then Magnus, my one-year-old, he's going to be a monkey. Now, I'm completely screwed because we got the Buzz Lightyear costume. He was all excited. Now, he wants to be Carol, the big wild thing from Where the Wild Things Are.
Well,
I haven't seen a Carol costume yet, It's such a big costume, Jesus.
Maybe you can just go to like a barber shop and get all the hair scraps and glue it onto the.
That's a good idea. My wife will love that.
I'm very creative.
So you could go back and report to your wife that you know, I took my son. He loved it. He didn't. None of the kids that I saw there freaked out. And it's a very good movie.
What is scary about this?
I will say this. There is one scene. For those of you that know the book, and I've had the book for years. I read it to my kids for years. The whole idea is he shows up this island of wild things and creatures, and they kind of threaten to eat him, and then he shows that, you know, he's not scared of them, and then they make him their king. The scene where they're about to eat him in the movie is the only thing that came close to scary, because he's kind of, you know, there, and then the big creatures kind of are over him, and they're saying they're going to eat him, and they make that a little scary. But beyond that, it's a lot of fun.
This just sounds like Barack Obama's experience on Capitol Hill.
Exactly. Exactly. You can tell your kids that way. Yeah. So anyway, I highly recommend it. You've got some ammo in the argument.
I'm just going to sneak him away and not tell her.
That, my friend, is the way to do it.
Of course, I just blew my whole plot right now.
11 minutes past the hour. It is the Bill Press Show. Got lots of stuff coming up. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to be talking to Tasha Robinson. She is from the Onion AV Club. They've put together this great book called Inventory. Lots and lots of fun stuff. Glenn and I were just debating the list of 100 killer songs clocking in at 2 minutes or less. Number one, Andrew W.K., It's Time to Party. Come on. It's kind of, I mean, Andrew W.K. is kind of a joke, though. We were talking about, we might even have some songs clocking it under a minute. So anyway, we'll get into all that with Tasha Robinson from The Onion coming up. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
On this Tuesday, other headlines making news. Bottom of the ninth last night, the Phillies at the L.A. Dodgers. Jimmy Rollins up to seal the deal.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit.
Yeah, based on that audio, you'd have thought it was Game 7 of the World Series, but no.
The guy's about to cry.
Giants win the pennant.
It only put the Phillies up 3-1 in their series with the L.A. Dodgers. They could clinch the NL pennant in 5 games tomorrow night in the ALCS. It was 11 innings between the Angels and the Yankees. The New York lost 5-4. They still lead that series 2-1.
As I said, Phillies in 5. When's the next game? The Yankees play tonight, and the Phillies don't play today, do they?
Yeah, Phillies play tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay.
Yep. Look for First Lady Michelle Obama to show up Friday night on the Jay Leno Show. NBC said yesterday the First Lady will respond to 10 rapid-fire questions via satellite from Washington to Hollywood during that comedy bit with Leno that he calls 10 at 10.
Comedy bit is sort of a loose term when you talk about Jay Leno, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, according to you, because you're very, very anti-Leno.
I want him to fail. I'm like Rush Limbaugh with Barack Obama. I want Jay Leno to fail. I don't think he's funny. I think he rips off material from other comics, and that show is unwatchable.
And we're learning more about the balloon hoax family's past. Cherie Silver, the Florida psychic who was swapped into the Heen family as part of ABC's Wife Swap television show, recalled Richard Heen, the dad, as, quote, very angry, very verbally abusive during the time that she spent with the family.
She's a psychic.
She was on CNN. She said the family's sons were unruly and disrespectful and said Richard, the dad, was really just like a fourth child. Charges against the family expected to come next week.
I hope it gets ugly. I hope it gets really ugly for that family. The thing that bugs me the most about this is the way that they trotted their kids out. Do you have that clip of them on the Today Show? I don't know if Glenn has heard this, but of the kid getting sick. So they trot out their kids to lie for them and to help them get this TV show. And so then they go on Wolf Blitzer, or they go on Larry King Live. Wolf Blitzer is hosting, and the kid goes, "Oh, you told us this was all for a show."
Well, he just basically put his parents in jail.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a
6-year-olds are not to be trusted.
Yes, well, I know that. No, but I mean, isn't there some sort of law against wives testifying against husbands? I wonder if they can get the loophole that says your kid can't put you in the county, you know, in that orange jumpsuit for 60 days.
And I said, as soon as they hit the media circuit with their kids, that they're angling for a TV show, except it sort of backfired when they went on the Today Show.
They told me it was for some TV show. So that's what he was referring to.
There he goes. Oh. He gets sick.
That's what he was referring to.
He's not done.
He made that statement.
And I know I want to point out that the sheriff's office said last night that they believe your account of what happened, but they do want to question you a little bit
there
more
he goes again.
Today,
now,
Richard, as well. And I'm sure some of the questions
nobody
will
pays
be hard
any attention to this kid
to
selling
with
Buicks on live TV.
Selling Buicks?
That's what, yeah, selling Buicks. That's
I've never point actually heard that expression.
But for me to you. Oh, my God.
Wow. Just keep going. Meredith Vieira is like, just going to roll through this. Going.
Honestly, man, I think they got to take they got to take their kids away.
Oh, come on, really?
Look, you've got a six-year-old kid. You got conned into going on TV and being like, oh, no, I was hiding in the attic. Like, seriously, man.
Take their kids away?
That's what I think.
Wow,
I think,
you're tough, man.
Yeah, Maximum Peter right here. I just think when you cross a line, when you start getting your kids involved in your little illegal schemes, okay, it's like the guy that's selling drugs that has the kids sell the drugs for him because no one suspects the kids carrying drugs. You know, you're not fit to be a parent if you think it's a good idea to put your six-year-old impressionable kid out there on national media over and over again while he's throwing up, and then they did an interview after that.
Now, granted, the while he's throwing up component is novel. Yeah. I think it's just like put him in one of Joe Arpaio's tents for like
exactly
2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweat him out.
So anyway, look, that's my stance. Take the kids away. If you disagree, 866-55-PRESS. I also want to talk about some Washington goings on with you, Glenn.
Thank God.
Yeah, healthcare. Where the hell are we with healthcare, and what happens next?
I don't know. Can I leave now?
You have 30 seconds. Go.
I am getting the sense, not just me, yeah, only me. I think the worm has turned since August. I mean, in August, all that we were hearing about were these tea parties, this national insurrection by the right. I was at a press conference a couple of weeks ago where John Boehner, the minority leader in the House of Representatives, said he had never spoken to anybody who supported the public option.
We played that, yeah.
Which was kind of amazing, and I think he realized he had stepped in it the minute he said that. But
by the way, just to point out, the new Washington Post ABC News poll out this morning says 57% of the American public supports a public option.
Which is roughly where it was in June when all this stuff happened. The point is, I think people are, it's kind of like the Bill Clinton effect. People are listening to the last thing that someone told them. I think nobody really understands what's in this thing, much less the senators and much less a lot of the members of the House. There's a lot of stuff rattling around. Harry Reid was asked a couple of days ago to define what the public option was, and he refused to do so. So I think this is becoming like, you know, this is becoming a Rorschach test as much as it is a legislative process. So I think you're going to see these. I think this Washington Post ABC poll, if I'll make a prediction here, as we start seeing the Republicans turning up the heat again, you're going to see those numbers in support of the public option going back down. That said, I think there's a lot of momentum moving forward on Capitol Hill. There's a real sense, particularly in the Senate, that they're going to get some kind of deal. So I think we're right back where we started. Chances are very likely we're going to see health care reform. Who the hell knows what it's going to be?
Yeah. People in the – I mean, everyone agrees that the House bill will have the public option in it. And the Senate bill, in fact, Roland Burris yesterday came out, who used to be irrelevant. All of a sudden, he's a player. He says he's not going to vote for a Senate bill.
And that's not a joke, because right, Burris is completely unaccountable to anybody.
Exactly.
I mean, he's like, you know, Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon. I mean, he's a short timer. I mean, he's really, or Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon. So you have any one of these people, you're dealing with no margin for error, so anybody can make a fuss. You got George Voinovich, the guy from Iowa, who's about to step out that the Democrats have been sort of secretly talking to. So anything can happen. The thing with the Senate bill that I'm hearing is Chuck Schumer got into this, that we alluded to earlier, got into this kerfuffle with Harry Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, over Schumer's idea, which is to give states the option to opt out of the public option. The sense is that in terms of a compromise, seems to be the flavor du jour. Mm-hmm. So people are talking about that as an out.
Yeah, Bill Press has talked about that a lot, that the Schumer bill is the path to the public option, if you will. I want to ask you all, 866-55-PRESS, 866-557-7377, whether or not the public option still stands a chance. I think it does, and it certainly sounds like, you know, we're heading that way. I wanted to ask you on a more local level for us here, but it's a big deal on a national level, Cree Deeds in Virginia versus Bob McDonnell. I just got a big endorsement from the Washington Post. What does that mean on the national level, and does Creed Deeds have a chance?
Well, I think Creed Deeds is obviously in deep trouble. I know a lot of people who are on his campaign, and people are really worried about this guy. He's 12 points down. He's not exciting people in Northern Virginia, where he really needs to get support. I think on a national level, it means nothing, because the history of Virginia politics has been, we posted a blog item on this, I think it's the last 8 elections in Virginia that followed the presidential elections went in the other way. So Virginia has this great track record for perversity. So to a certain extent, if you really want to confuse yourself, it's a counter indicator. So you could actually say that Obama is sort of doing okay because Virginia is going to go Republican. So it means, nationally, it means absolutely nothing.
And I want to talk a little bit, we have to take a quick break here, about Afghanistan and what happens next. We saw that the vote over in Afghanistan is fraudulent now, and we're going to have a revote. I just got this breaking news. Hamid Karzai accepts a runoff election on November 7th. So we are going to see a runoff election. John Kerry said over the weekend it would be irresponsible for us to send troops in before that revote happens. So we'll see what happens. We'll get into that a little bit later. 866-55-PRESS is our phone number, 866-557-7377. It's Peter Ogburn and Glenn Thrush from Politico sitting in for Bill Press today. Stay tuned.
Every time I turn the Bill Press show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Times are tough. High car repair bills are getting more expensive. Consider the fact that replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You pick your own coverage, deductible, and payment plan. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. For a very limited time, the first 10 callers get a 25% discount if you call now with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Protect yourself from future expensive repair bills. Call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209.
The sounds of the season. You could say they're spreading. So before winter illness comes calling, get your Sam's Club Savings checkup. You'll find amazing values on prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, and other items for your health and well-being. Simply stop by your Sam's Club pharmacy from 2 to 6 p.m. Friday, October 23rd, or 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th. Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com before winter strikes. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221. For your in-home 60-day risk-free trial, that's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Your basic Tuesday morning commute, still pretty light volumes around the metro, westbound 76 and eastbound 270. Filling in on those approaches to downtown. Do have police activity on Santa Fe at I-25. Not sure what's going on there, but do look out for some emergency personnel. Also, our slowest jam southbound I-25, 104th to 84th. The forecast, cold front has moved into the state. That'll bring cloudy skies, scattered afternoon rain showers. Highs today just in the high 50s, maybe low 60s. Right now, 44 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There's ghouls and goblins that fester in your sewer system. They are building and building their strength. And when the time is right, my dark minions will be strong enough to clog that drain.
Don't let the ghouls and goblins clog your drain. Call Drain Solvers, part of the Troubleshooter Network. Call Drain Solvers and get a $99 drain cleaning. 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Tell them Dracula sent you.
Dreams
Solvers, how can we make you smile today?
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you. Or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
They've taken this kid from him. That's draconian. That's Nazi. Almost.
Oh, come on, Dave. Don't say it's Nazi. Look, the guy.
Taking somebody's kids?
Yeah, look. This guy took his kids, made them lie, on national TV repeatedly. He's put them in harm's way a couple of times, by the way. Like, this guy has a history of...
He was in a box in the attic.
But he has a history of taking his kids, throwing them in the car, taking his kids out of school, by the way, throwing them in the car and going to chase friggin' tornadoes. That's child endangerment, if you ask me. And I'm of a mind that kids should be exposed to more danger. I'm not one of these overprotective parents. But, like, come on, man.
Chasing a tornado, the kid could learn more in one day than the school could teach him in a week. And I think...
I take my kids to building collapses.
Yeah, exactly.
I do learn a lot. Yeah, shootings, you know, that kind of thing. Anytime I see a flashing light, me and the kids go running right towards it. But no, I mean, I do agree with you that I think Peter, I have to disagree with you on this. I think the balloon, I think if the kid's in the balloon, the kids go away.
All right, let's quickly go to B in Chicago, listening on WCPT. B, what do you think? Should they take the kids away from the balloon parents?
Oh, yeah, maybe not forever, but for a while. I mean, I don't understand that guy. Think about it. This kid, they're probably looking on this, all your fault. You threw up on TV. If you would have never told Larry King.
That's what I'm saying.
Who would want to put the kid back into that situation? The kid can cough, and they're like, you're grounded for 3 months.
I would hate to see what happened to the family when the cameras were off after the kid blew that line on Larry King where he says, we did it for the show. What are you talking about?
We're going to go chase another tornado.
Yeah, you get in the car. We're not chasing tornadoes for another week, mister. It's the Bill Press Show. Coming up, we'll talk to authors of From the Onion right here. Stay tuned.
This is the Bill Press Show.
A car accident is bad enough, so that's why GEICO makes it easy to file a claim. You can do it online or over the phone. Then you go to geico.com to track your claim, view photos of the damage, or print an estimate. And for as long as you own your car, repairs are guaranteed when you use a GEICO recommended repair shop. GEICO's easy peasy lemon squeezy claim service, they call it. Okay, it's just me that calls it that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.65% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium or late withdrawal. No extra fees, no minimum balance, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Just the normal jams around town on the freeways. Do have a disabled tractor trailer westbound I-70 at Federal. Also, police activity on Santa Fe at I-25. If you're traveling to Boulder on the Turnpike, westbound side, going to be a little heavy. Foothills out to Table Mesa Drive. Your forecast, partly cloudy with a high around 60. Late this afternoon, we expect scattered rain showers, which could turn to snow after midnight with little accumulation. Our current downtown temperature, 44 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The original lowest prices of the season sale starts Wednesday at Kohl's. Get the guaranteed lowest sale prices store-wide, plus $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. See store for details. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.65% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, no minimum balance, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show, 33 minutes after the hour. Peter Ogburn and Glenn Thrush from Politico sitting in. Another quick plug for Politico.com, one of our favorite sites that we go to every single day, several times a day. Glenn, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
I am a culture vulture. I love pop culture. We don't talk all politics all the time on this show. And when I saw that The Onion, one of my other favorite websites, had a new book out called Inventory, 16 films featuring manic pixie dream girls, 10 great songs nearly ruined by saxophone, and 100 more obsessively specific pop culture lists, I had to get someone on. Tasha Robinson is the associate national editor for The Onion. Tasha, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Peter and Glenn, hi, good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, first of all, this is a book that is loaded with lists, several different lists, 250-something pages of list, all about pop culture. First of all, tell me a little bit about how you put these lists together.
Well, usually it starts with something that somebody sees or reads. The title, 16 Films Featuring Manic Pixie Dream Girls, was actually started when one of our writers, Nathan Rabin, saw Cameron Crowe's movie Elizabethtown and noticed that there's sort of this stereotype that he calls the Manic Pixie Dream Girl that's this very quirky, usually kind of mentally disabled woman who has no background, has no desire of her own, but kind of freezes into life of a stuck-up, stuffy, depressed, sensitive New Age guy and fixes his life for him. So, you know, he threw this out as an idea for us, and we sort of kicked it around a little bit and came up with a bunch more examples. And then we kind of all go back to our own bullpens to write up individual entries for stuff that we've seen. And that's usually where it starts, is somebody throws out an idea, we workshop it a little to make sure that it's narrow enough to be interesting and broad enough to have more than one item on the list, and then we go from there.
So it covers movies, music, all sorts of things. I'm just going to open the page to six Keanu Reeves movies somehow not ruined by Keanu Reeves. It reminds me of the old game where we used to sit around, and every time that Keanu Reeves said dude or whoa, we'd take a drink.
Oh, dear. How is it that you survived that?
I don't have a liver. I actually don't have a liver anymore. It's nothing there. But so, number one, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, fantastic choice. My Own Private Idaho, number two. River's Edge, never seen that one, at number three. The Matrix, totally. Point Break, come on, that's one of the worst movies
that
ever made.
Unbelievably bad.
That's Reeves and Swayze.
That's really part of what's hilarious about it. I mean, one of the things, if you read that list, one of the things you'll notice is that those are movies that Keanu Reeves was unable to ruin for very, very different reasons.
Mm.
And that's
because someone else ruined them.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we look for with these lists is kind of, you know, there's one point of commonality, which is that, you know, these movies, even if they're terrible, maybe one of them's terrible and entertaining, maybe one of them's great and entertaining, all they have in common is, you know, Keanu Reeves and not being a film that necessarily deserves to be on the cultural trash heap.
There's some very cool stuff in here that I really got a kick out of. One of my favorite lists, and it actually alerted me to a couple things I didn't even know about, 22 movies with post-credit surprises.
Oh, I came up with that one and wrote that one entirely on my own.
Well,
so thank you very much.
Tell us all about that.
Well, what it really started with is the end of the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. If you stay all the way through the very, very lengthy credits, there's this little snippet with a ghost monkey, this sort of a, you know, undead skeletal ghost monkey. And my boyfriend and I, after that movie, used to say, well, let's wait through this movie and see if there's a ghost monkey, you know, regardless of what the movie was. We'd kind of adapt it to the circumstances. Let's wait and see if there's a ghost Keanu Reeves or whatever. So the film, the list is actually called Stick Around for the Ghost Monkey.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Some of the other movies that are on there, Pirates of the Caribbean was number one. Iron Man, which I actually caught that. At the very end of Iron Man, there's a little tease there to the Avengers, the upcoming Avengers movie, so you can check that out. But great, great list. There's 22 different movies that have surprise endings. Glenn Thrush and I were just talking about the list. I like short songs. 100 killer songs clocking in at 2 minutes or less. We were actually working on our own list of the best songs under a minute.
Oh, nice.
See? So you...
How many did you come up with?
Like two.
Well, also our attention span is so short that we forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. We had Cat Stevens, Tea for the Tiller Man, which clocks in at exactly 1 minute. So I'm going to go ahead and take that one.
And I'll be very obscure here. There's a band called Murphy's Law that had a song called Crucial Barbecue and Care Bears, which were 45 seconds each.
All right.
As I recall.
And the Descendants, Coffee Mug, one of the guys. That's like 35 seconds, which is one of the baddest, hardest songs ever. But I like this. 100 killer songs plug in at 2 minutes or less. There's a whole big list there. The Beatles are on there. The Beach Boys are on there. Black Flag, they're on there. So a great, great list. Did you have like a separate department for movies and music and how all that came about, or...?
No, most of us are kind of generalists. I don't think there's necessarily anybody on staff that's entirely equally versed in, you know, books and movies and video games and films and, you know, all sorts of different categories. But most of us cross over at least a little bit. And with that list, it was actually fairly easy to come up with because iTunes lets you sort out your MP3s by length. So, you know, you sort it by length, you look at what's under 2 minutes, and then everybody had to narrow it down to, you know, maybe their two or three favorite songs that fit that bill.
So which list did you guys have the most violent disagreements about?
Oh, beyond question, the other one that's on the cover, 10 Great Songs Nearly Ruined by Saxophone. There was so much disagreement over that list. And that's also, you know, a lot of these are, as I say, kind of workshopped and everybody contributed. Some of them are solo efforts. And that was our managing editor, Josh Modell, put that one together himself. as he puts it, because the rest of you were all too wussy to compete, to, you know, participate. But the biggest arguments in the book came over his inclusion of David Bowie's Young Americans on the list of great songs nearly ruined by saxophone.
Yeah, and that's another great list on there. We were just laughing at, oh, there we go.
That is bad.
I don't mind this. It nearly ruined. Nearly ruined, but I like it.
David Bowie, come on.
Very nice. I love David Bowie. Nothing wrong with Dave. I love the, oh, the places you shouldn't go. 15 Dr. Seuss characters that sound like sex toys.
Oh, God.
Number one, Foo Foo the Snoo from I Can Read With My Eyes Shut.
God bless you.
Jake the Pillow Snake. That, like, I didn't even know that was a...
Is that actually...
That was actually...
Oh, come on, you made that.
I swear, that's from I Can Read With My Eyes Shut. I got to read that book. My favorite, hands down, The Royal Coachman. The Royal Coachman from the 500 Hats of Bartholomew Cummings.
In New York, that's $1,000.
Sir, would you like the Coachman or the Royal Coachman? Oh, the Royal Coachman, absolutely. The
Elliot Spitzer comes to mind.
Exactly. 14 cover songs that outdo the original. I took a lot of issue with some of these on here. Tell us about that list, because there are some really interesting ones on here.
You know, that's one of the cases where we sit around and argue. I mean, so much more time is spent on arguing what's going to go on these lists.
By the way, I've spent days of my life arguing about the little tiny BS that goes on with pop culture stuff, so I love it. I love the fact that a lot of thought went into this kind of stuff and needless argument.
We do this stuff without getting paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. I mean, a lot of people have that attitude. And you know, that's one of the reasons we like doing these lists is it starts so many arguments. It really gets people engaged, both in terms of what we put on the lists and in terms of what we leave off the list.
According to the book, the number one cover song that outdoes the original is Stevie Wonder, his version of We Can Work It Out. Sacrilege.
That is so wrong. No offense.
Defend yourself, Tasha.
Yeah. I can't defend it because I didn't do it.
No, that's fine.
I mean, there's certainly no reason to believe anything that you find on these lists is potentially one person's opinion as opposed to a group case where we all cast ballots and everybody agreed on it. Sort of one of the fun aspects of this, because, you know, you're reading the book and playing along. You're saying, you know, you left this off the list. That should be on the list.
That's
what we're hoping people will do.
Yeah, if nothing else, it's a good conversation starter. Just this morning alone, Glenn and I have had a lot of fun kind of debating which ones should or shouldn't be in and which ones you got right and which ones, you know, we think you got wrong. So,
and I think you should be forced to defend every single entry.
Every single one in a public forum, madam. Tasha Robinson, she is the assistant editor for The Onion, assistant national editor for The Onion. I really appreciate you coming on. The new book is Inventory. It's a great, great book. You should go check it out and have lots of fun conversations with your friends. Tasha, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Tasha Robinson from The Onion. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more on the national politics level. I also want to get Glenn's take on the White House versus Fox News and whether or not that's a smart move. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn and Glenn Thrush sitting in. We'll be right back.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
AM
760 Progressive Traffic.
Speeds really starting to slow down for us on southbound I-25 in a couple spots. First, North Glen, 120th to 84th. Again, from Park Avenue past Spear Boulevard. Also seeing things build on southbound side of 225 Colfax to Alameda. Still working police activity on Santa Fe at I-25. Your forecast, a cold front has moved into the state, and that'll bring cloudy skies and scattered afternoon rain showers. Highs today in the upper 50s, maybe low 60s. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I have questions, and I want to know both sides of every issue. That's why I turn to the news source I trust, the Denver Post. With the largest reporting staff in Colorado, I get the news and issues that are important to me. It's no wonder that more people turn to DenverPost.com for breaking news than anywhere else, and I want to know how to have a voice in the discussion. So for me, there are the DenverPost.com's blogs and online forums, plus the Post's Facebook and Twitter features. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk, because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Here, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on...
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal, and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Contingent on the Afghan election, that it could potentially be made before November 7th. So there's a lot of jockeying going on in terms of timetables here, because I can tell you the level of frustration, and it really, I think, has taken a lot of people, including myself, by surprise, the level of frustration with the Obama administration's slow decision-making on Afghanistan is really growing on the Hill. Mm. And this is going to be a huge problem. It's going to be a huge problem in terms of the end game on health care reform and on climate change, because it builds this level of hostility. Mm. I think hostility might be too strong a word right now, but distrust among liberals about the administration's keeping their words. keeping their word. Remember, Obama gave tremendously conflicting signals during the campaign last year about his attitude toward Afghanistan and Iraq. He was totally against Iraq. He really beat Hillary Clinton over the head with Iraq and reducing troop levels there. And he made a fairly firm commitment that Afghanistan was the good war. And now we're starting to see a little bit of weakening of that position, but not quite enough for liberals on the Hill. I can tell you in the House, there is a really strong undercurrent, including the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, to get this thing done as quickly as possible and to make a graceful exit. So it is a very significant political dynamic for Obama here.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, everything kind of colliding at once with health care and Afghanistan, as you mentioned, the climate bill. It's troubling, but, you know, do you think that this idea that Republicans have been saying we need to make the decision on Afghanistan, we need to make the decision on Afghanistan, do you think that helps or hurts Obama in the long run?
I think it's like the Charlie Rangel ethics investigation. People want this thing done as quickly as possible. Does that promulgate good policy? Is it smart to make a fast decision when you've got all these moving pieces? Like we said, we do not know what's going to happen on November 7th. Mm. What if we have widespread allegations of fraud again?
Right. That's
and we have another illegitimate election. Do we have to then take a firmer hand or prop up a perceived dictator in Karzai? We've got some really high stakes here. So you've got all this pressure politically at home, domestically, to make a fast decision so that people can line up their ducks. But in Afghanistan, you have an entirely different situation on the ground. It is not comparable to Vietnam, but it is clearly a quagmire.
Well, we'll watch this play out over the next 2 or 3 weeks leading up to this election and leading up to the announcement. As we've been told, it's probably going to happen at the end of October or early November. The other thing I wanted to get your take on, and we talked about this a lot yesterday, we took some calls on it. The White House over the weekend is keeping this theme alive of attacking Fox News. Anita Dunn early last week came out and blasted Fox News, called it the media wing of the GOP. And then on Sunday, on separate shows, Rahm Emanuel blasted Fox News. David Axelrod blasted Fox News. In terms of whether or not the administration can win that fight is one thing, but do you think it's smart for them to really be going out and plugging away at Fox News?
Well, I think from a tactical or short term, I don't know what it's going to mean in terms of the long term, because Fox is clearly an important and growing player in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of short term tactics, look at when this is taking place. We're viewing it in Congress right now, the splintering of the Democrats over health care reform. It's not really the splintering. It's sort of breaking up the jigsaw puzzle into a zillion pieces to put it back together. Mm-hmm. But it is not pretty. It's an ugly process. It feeds the storyline that the Democrats are in confusion. So what do you do when you have internal dissension? You pick the ugliest external enemy that you could possibly find. And the Obama White House is just doing what every other White House, particularly the Bush administration. I mean, look, what's ironic is Dana Perino, the former Bush press secretary, was on our website and elsewhere. Was on Fox, actually. She's a paid contributor.
Right.
But she was making, I think, the point that this is unpresidential. Of course, this is just a variation on a theme that Karl Rove and the Bush folks did when they were in the White House in terms of demonizing all these subgroups. And we're seeing, you know, we're seeing the Republicans demonizing Nancy Pelosi in this sense. When you've got division in your own ranks, you've got to pick an external enemy. And I think, you know, Fox is as good as any from the White House's perspective.
Glenn Thrush from Politico. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about 2012 already. But we're just going to go just a couple of numbers we're going to shoot at you. So we'll be right back. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogren and Glenn Thrush. Stay tuned.
I mean, without you, American people wouldn't have half an idea what the heck's going on around. So I really appreciate it.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this ever-changing world, Ility is essential. Ility creates versatility and respectability. But where do you get Ility? With an MBA earned from DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, Ility is easy to find. The credibility you expect, the flexibility you need, and the ability to balance work, school, and life.
Attend classes online or at our 85-plus locations nationwide. Learn more at keller.edu. Keller, your professional edge for 35 years.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your tires.
Sir, we tires are having a tough time working as a team.
Oh, how so?
Well, right front is underinflated.
Go on, without me.
And left rear is going bald.
Hey!
It's the truth. And right rear seems a little unbalanced. Tire irregularities waste gasoline. Head to the dealership.
There's no time to spare.
My Tires, get a gift card. Right now, buy four Yokohama tires, and you'll get a $50 Cabela's gift card. That's right, a $50 Cabela's gift card with purchase of four Yokohama tires. Hurry, limited time offer.
You were right. The dealership had a great deal on tires, and the car's running better than ever.
We work well under pressure.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going. Get ready for winter. See your participating local Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. No appointment necessary. See participating dealership for hours and rebate details through 11:30 on 9.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn and Glenn Thrush sitting in for Bill today. One final segment before we hit the road. Glenn, I want to ask you quickly about 2010. We talked about Harry Reid's got a tough battle. Anybody else out there that we should keep an eye on?
Well, I think all those frontline Democrats who got elected in sort of iffy districts, you know, sort of the Obama effect folks. Tom Perriello in Virginia is one who I think is facing a huge fight. And sort of courageously, whether you support his position or not, have sort of stood up on positions that don't seem all that popular in Southern Virginia. I think for me the fun race to watch is Chris Dodd.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching Chris Dodd turn from sort of a banking committee chair, friend of Wall Street, into caped crusader right. of the left. And he's just, I think you're watching, and you also have Connecticut, which is like this, you know, the most buttoned-down state in the world. You have Linda McMahon.
Yeah.
Who was recently attacked by Dodd's people for like being too salacious and having simulated rape during like it's getting nuts up there. But the cool thing, like, I'm one of the few people in the world who actually likes politicians and enjoys being around them, you know, mercy me.
God almighty.
Dodd is a really good old style politician, and win or lose, if you like the game, watching what Dodd does is the fun thing to watch in 2010.
Glenn Thrush from Politico, I really appreciate you coming in this morning. It's a lot of fun. We love the website politico.com. I'll see you on there later today, I'm sure. Thank you so much for listening today. Go to the website www.billpressshow.com. Buy yourself a podcast account. You can listen to today's show, yesterday's show, any show that we have up there. Bill will be back tomorrow. This is Peter Ogburn for the Bill Press Show. Thank you so much.
This is the Bill Press.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month.
For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's a deal. Responding to pressure from the United States, Afghan President Hamid Karzai has agreed to a runoff next month against his main challenger in an election that was riddled with ballot box stuffing. A translator relayed Karzai's words.
We believe that the decision is legitimate, legal, and according to the Constitution of Afghanistan.
Senator John Kerry was in Kabul to help bring Karzai around.
Today, he showed statesmanship by deciding to move forward and to strengthen the country by embracing the Constitution and the rule of law.
Even with hundreds of thousands of ballots thrown out, Karzai still had more votes than anyone else. CBS News analyst Jerry Van Dyke suspects the outcome next month will be the same as before.
Because of the sheer numbers of the Pashtuns, they will win. President Karzai will become, without a doubt, the next president.
The White House wants a credible government in place in Afghanistan before committing any more American troops to the war. Here at home, two new readings on the economy came out a short time ago. Home building was up a little last month. Wholesale prices fell. Health experts want to change the menu in school lunchrooms. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. What kind of change, Barry?
More fruits, vegetables, grains, and low-fat milk, far less sodium, and for the first time there are specific calorie targets, 850 calories, for instance, for high school lunches.
Implementing some of these recommendations will require an investment,
says Mary Kay Fox, part of the Institute of Medicine panel commissioned by the federal government to create these standards. Frank?
The Vatican is reaching out to Anglicans who disagree with their church's ordination of women and openly gay bishops. Cardinal William LeVeda says the Pope is making it easier for them to convert.
The Catholic Church is responding to the many requests that have been submitted to the Holy See from groups of Anglican clergy and faithful in different parts of the world who wish to enter into full visible communion.
A world without waste may never be, but a world with less waste is already possible. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
At Yellowstone National Park, they're using plant-based plastic cups and utensils that dissolve when they're heated for more than a few minutes. Honda is recycling so effectively at some U.S. plants, they've done away with dumpsters. The New York Times says this new drive, called Zero Waste, is catching on in homes, schools, and offices. But there's a long, littered row to hoe. Americans still generate the most garbage in the world, more than 4 pounds a day per person, Frank.
Colorado investigators looking into last week's alleged balloon flight hoax involving a 6-year-old boy, have questioned Robert Thomas, an acquaintance of the balloon boy's father. Thomas tells the CBS News Early Show Richard Heaney may have wanted to use the incident as a springboard to fortune and fame.
I was under the impression that he was attempting to get the attention of the network for a reality show. I will say that he was very interested in being famous.
S&P futures are up about 3 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Fort Carson is mourning four more losses today. The Defense Department announces that four soldiers stationed at the post have died from injuries they suffered during an attack in Afghanistan last week. All were assigned to the 4th Engineering Battalion. Investigators are still searching for the cause of yesterday's fire in Estes Park that damaged the historic Park Theater Mall. Mayor Bill Pinkham says it's a major loss.
If a shop goes out of business, it's not good. To have a whole group of shops that get burned out of business, I mean, that's terrible.
Firefighters managed to get the blaze controlled by noon. The building dates back to 1914 and originally served as a carriage house and livery. It later became a shopping center. The building did not have sprinklers or a fire alarm. In sports, good news for the Broncos.
It was just play after play on both ends. Eddie with the two kick returns, them following it up with a kick return, a punt return. It was just back and forth, and everybody was making plays. And, you know, when it came down to the stretch, we made a little bit more.
Broncos quarterback Kyle Orton after last night's 34-23 win over the Chargers in San Diego. The Broncos are now 6-0 on the season. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25, very busy. This is after 120th towards 84th. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Same deal on 270. Very sluggish on that approach to Vasquez. Got a bunch of surface street problems in the works, actually. Lights are out at 72nd and Sheridan. Police are there directing traffic. They're flashing red at 38th and Lowell. Treat that as a four-way stop. Three cars mixed it up on Hamden right around Chambers. And we've got a two-car crash just coming in Monaco and Evans. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon showers today. It's going to be cooler than yesterday with a high of only around 62 degrees. We'll get windy at times with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Currently 39 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive home a new 010 Ford Escape today from Freeway Ford for just $15,900. That's a new Ford Escape ready to roll. Ready to roll. After rebates, just $15,900. Get yours now. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It is sort of a pea soup day out there. Rain in the forecast. Hopefully not too much rain. A lot of news out there about marijuana yesterday. And we're going to get to that in the show. Also, big news from Wall Street. News that's going to make you probably vomit into your own mouth when you hear it. About Wall Street perks. Wall Street perks increasing during the recession, paid for by your taxpayer money. That's a big story making news today. Also, poll on the public option. We're going to get into the marijuana discussion. There's a big local angle here. Colorado Attorney General John Southers putting himself squarely between a new federal policy and the voters of Colorado on marijuana policy. So we're going to get into that in the 7 a.m. hour. In the 8 a.m. hour, we'll talk a little bit about the Wall Street outrage. Then at 8:40, we're going to be joined by Sean Ellis. He's the star of Animal Planet's Living with the Wolf Man. He lives with a pack of wolves, and he has a new book out about that. Then at 9, we'll check in with Media Matters for the latest trends in the right-wing media. And then at 9:20, Ian Colfer, who is the author of a new sequel to Douglas Adams' original Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy. He's going to be in Denver as well. So let's get right to it. Let's get to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Big poll from the Washington Post this morning. Going to be probably the talk of the day, at least in the political world. The headline, Public Option Gains Support. A new Post poll shows support for a government-run healthcare plan to compete with private insurers has rebounded from its summertime lows and wins clear majority support from the public. 57% of Americans say they support a public option. Now, what's amazing about this story, of course, is that 52% at its quote-unquote summertime low, 52% of Americans said they supported it. So the majority has always supported a public option. I know the media needs to create drama about this, but buried in this story is a note that, oh yeah, actually, a majority of the public has always supported this idea since we started polling it. The politics of the public option. The Wall Street Journal says the public option is getting new life in the Senate. The idea of creating a government-run health insurance plan was on life support in the Senate, but it's now making a recovery among Democrats writing the health care legislation. Nobody may be talking about a nationwide Medicare-like plan of the sort sought by many progressives, said the Journal, but several variations short of a national plan are being considered, including a state-based plan. Talking Points memo reports that Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, may have a secret plan for the public option. The House health care bill is getting cheaper, but Democrats aren't boasting just yet, because when they ultimately break silence, the hope is to present conservative Democrats in both the House and Senate with a bill that will walk the walk of fiscal responsibility using a public option, which is projected to save the government billions and billions of dollars. Remember, that's the key here. The public option actually saves money by driving down the cost of insurance through competition, which then drives down the cost of subsidies, and on and on. The big news in marijuana news, and we're going to get to this in just a second, people who use marijuana for medical purposes and those who distribute it to them should not face federal prosecution provided they act according to state law, said the Justice Department yesterday in a directive with far-reaching political and legal implications. This came out on the same day that Gallup's new poll shows historic high, no pun intended, historic highs for those who support marijuana legalization, the highest support for legalization in Gallup's polling history. Again, we're going to get to that in a sec. In a New York Times story, I got to read you this quote. This is unbelievable. Wall Street giants giving little to Obama party fundraiser. It's about President Obama going up to New York to host, to have a fundraiser there. Talks about only, well, not as many Wall Street donors to Obama as he raked in the campaign. However, you got to hear this quote. Daniel Fass, a chairman of the event who lives surrounded by financiers in Greenwich, Connecticut, said, quote, "The investment community feels very put upon. They feel there's no reason why they shouldn't earn $1 million to $200 million a year, and they don't want to be held responsible for the global financial meltdown." I mean, these people, you want to talk about a sense of entitlement. They should be able to earn $1 million to $200 million a year. They don't want to be put upon, and they feel put upon after getting trillions of dollars of your taxpayer money. I mean, this is the kind of thing where it's like, go grab a pitchfork, really, and a protest sign, and get in these people's faces, really. And then you read this. Even as the nation's biggest financial firms were struggling and the federal government was spending hundreds of billions of dollars to save many of them, the companies as a group were boosting the perks and benefits they pay their chief executives. The firms, accounting for more than $350 billion in direct federal bailout funds, increased their perks and benefits 4% on average last year. Some chief executives each received about $100,000 more than a year earlier for personal use of corporate jets, country club memberships. One CEO, a $200,000 country club membership. on the taxpayer's dime. Again, we're going to get to this in the 8 a.m. hour. Two South Carolina Republican Party chairmen stepped up to rebut criticism of Senator Jim DeMint in a newspaper editorial Sunday, but their defense of the senator might be overshadowed by their use of an overtly anti-Semitic stereotype to praise him after a Democratic state senator wrote in the state newspaper that DeMint didn't bring enough money home. Bamberg County Republican chairman and Orangeburg County Republican chairman responded that he was just looking after the nation's pennies like a Jew would. Quote, there's a saying that the Jews who are wealthy got that way by not by watching dollars, but instead by taking care of the pennies and the dollars taking care of themselves. Very nice, really. The Republican Party really going in a nice direction now. Business news, Apple's profit climbs 47% as sales gains. That's good news. And I've had a little problem with my Apple lately, but still a big Apple backer. To Colorado news. Colorado lawmakers have rejected a resolution urging Congress to back a single-payer health care plan. The resolution voted down Monday by the legislature's health care task force said the current system is fragmented, costly, bureaucratic, and administratively wasteful. Opponents said a single-payer plan would be too costly, so that non-binding resolution voted down in the legislature. Colorado casinos' next quest may be a 24-hour alcohol rule. So that is in the Denver Post business section. You heard in the AM 760 news update that an early morning blaze gutted a historic downtown landmark in Estes Park and endangered the livelihoods of many people, but fortunately spared lives. John Southers, and we're going to get into this in this hour, Colorado Attorney General John Southers says that if an Obama administration plan not to arrest medical marijuana users and suppliers is going to work, state lawmakers need to regulate the industry. Southers is out attacking the Obama administration for saying it wants to respect state medical marijuana laws. So you've got our attorney general, one of the leading voices now, trying to keep our laws, our marijuana laws, our federal marijuana laws, as draconian as possible. The Heaney case. If the parents of the boy who did not float away on a balloon hope to profit from their newfound fame, a Colorado law already on the books could prevent it. Richard Heaney is accused of faking his six-year-old son's disappearance Thursday. A state law bars convicted criminals from profiting from their criminal actions. Money they make must be set aside for possible restitution. I guess the Heaneys, if it was a hoax, should have checked Colorado statutes before sending up their UFO balloon. A couple last stories here from Colorado. Broncos go 6-0 with their big win in San Diego. 6-0. Man, that's crazy. And very depressing news. The Department of Defense says four Fort Carson soldiers have died of injuries suffered in an attack in Afghanistan, the forgotten war, taking more and more lives. It's really, really a bummer. It's just what to do there is just we are in such a quagmire there. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, so marijuana. Let's open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Is John Southers, Colorado's attorney general, is he right or wrong to attack President Obama for this ruling, this directive to federal law enforcement authorities to simply respect state medical marijuana laws? Where do you come down on this? The Attorney General saying Colorado may need to regulate the industry. I'll give you a little bit more of his criticism.
Regulate this.
I know, seriously. And he is really out there now trying to be the leader against respecting state laws here. Colorado, of course, one of the 14 states that allows the use of marijuana for medical purposes. Southers was quick to attack the Obama administration for this, and he may be trying to use his office now to, I guess, fill the law enforcement gap If you believe there's a gap, what do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Was the Obama administration right to effectively leave a gray area? I mean, that's my criticism here, is that the administration's trying to have it sort of both ways. You know, we'll respect state law, but we won't change federal law. Right? I mean, it's an enforcement. It's still technically federally illegal. If you really want to respect state law, you might have to pass a federal law saying the federal laws should respect state laws. So still leaving this gray area, right? John Southers, the Attorney General, could turn around and decide that he's going to enforce federal laws and not the state laws. So is the Obama administration, even in taking a good step, is it trying to have it a little too much both ways on marijuana policy? 303-713-7600. I'll read you the results of this Gallup poll. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing where the public now stands on total and complete legalization. I'll tell you the details of that poll after a traffic update with Captain John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning. Traffic light malfunctions at a couple different spots for us. Going to be flashing red at 38th and Lowell, also at 72nd and Sheridan. That's a pretty busy intersection up there. Police on site directing traffic. Couple crashes on the surface streets, two cars involved at Monaco and Evans, three-car accident, Hamden and Kalispell. That's near Chambers Road. Also got some really heavy jams coming southbound on 25. Stop and go, actually. Speeds in the teens and 20s, 120th down to 84th. Forecast, partly cloudy, high around 60. Late this afternoon, we do expect some scattered rain showers, which could turn to snow after midnight. Little accumulation, though. Our current downtown temperature, 45 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The rain. A perfect moment for a soothing cup of tea. And for me, the best tea moments are made with Twinings Tea. After all, they've been blending the world's finest teas for over 300 years. So I can just sit back with the refreshing aroma of my Twinings Pure Peppermint Herbal Tea. And even this rainy day will feel a bit brighter. Twinings of London, you deserve a better cup of tea.
Pick up a box of delicious Twinings tea today or visit TwiningsUSA.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 certificate to Rodizio Grill for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, custom installation taxes, and franchise fees extra.
On marijuana policy, very, very controversial news this week. I'm sure you've heard about it, and if you haven't, listen up. Two things happened yesterday, two big pieces of news. The New York Times reporting the people who use marijuana for medical purposes and those who distribute it to them should not face federal prosecution provided they act according to state law, said the Justice Department yesterday in a directive with far-reaching political and legal implications in a memorandum to federal prosecutors in the 14 states, including Colorado, that make some allowance for the use of medical marijuana. The department said that it was committed to the efficient and rational use of its resources, and that prosecuting patients and distributors who were in clear and unambiguous compliance with state laws did not meet that standard. That was piece of news number one on marijuana policy. Yesterday, additionally, the headline on Gallup's website, the polling firm, U.S. support for legalizing marijuana reaches new high. Gallup's October crime poll finds 44% of Americans now in favor of making marijuana completely legal, not just medicinal marijuana, marijuana completely. 44% of the entire United States favor making marijuana legal, with just 54% opposed. U.S. public support for legalizing marijuana was fixed in the 25% range from the late 70s to the mid-1990s, but acceptance jumped to 31% in 2000 and has continued to grow throughout this decade. They break it down by region. And interestingly enough, the West is where the support is highest, 53% in the western region of the United States support total legalization of marijuana, just 46% opposed. Not surprising, the Midwest, the sort of angry Midwest, they just can't relax out there. The angry Midwest is the least supportive of legalization. That doesn't surprise me. Does this surprise you, Turk?
Nah, you know, middle America, they're, you know, normally church-going folk that probably are anti-marijuana. That's what
they're,
I'd assume.
Afraid of the reefer madness, I
guess.
That's
right. They've seen reefer madness one too many times.
Totally. When you do, you drive through, like, Kansas and Nebraska, and you think that, like, those are the kind, that's the kind of place that will watch reefer madness and get really scared.
It's the gateway drug. Right. Next thing you know, you'll be eating acid and shooting heroin. Actually, no, I think alcohol is the gateway drug. I think most people have tried alcohol before they tried pot.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And alcohol, way more unsafe for society and for the human body than marijuana. So that was news number two, the Gallup poll. And then news item number three is John Southers, our attorney general, issuing a scathing statement against this, right? I mean, we have passed laws in this state saying we want medicinal marijuana, and our elected official using in our name, John Southers, trying to make a national image for himself as the guy who wants to crush what voters in his state have already approved. Southers lashing out at the Obama administration, saying that the directive, quote, relies on the faulty assumption that Colorado has clearly defined laws on medical marijuana. In fact, it does not. Now, Terrence Carroll, the House Speaker, made it very clear. I don't know what John Southers is talking. Maybe he's not reading, you know, the law. I mean, he's the Attorney General, but Terrence Carroll, the Speaker of the House, made very clear, quote, the people of Colorado have clearly spoken on this issue and have decided that medicinal uses of marijuana are appropriate and fully legal in Colorado. When the legislature reconvenes in January, I'll be asking the House to keep our focus on bolstering the economy, creating jobs, and balancing the budget. It's essentially implying that he is not going to listen to John Southers, who is now demanding a crackdown on medical marijuana here in state. So where do you come down? Is John Southers right? Is our medical marijuana industry too unregulated? Or is he trying to grandstand and make a national name for himself, crusading against what in many cases, what I think should be seen as a kind of a conservative cause? I mean, the Obama administration is saying, hey, if states pass laws allowing medicinal marijuana use, then we're going to respect what the states want to do. I mean, isn't that a conservative idea? States' rights? I mean, I thought it was. I mean, it sure seems like it should be. And what is this whole nonsense from John Southers trying to raise the alarm bell? I saw a story. I'll try to dig it up here. I saw a story that he's insisting that he's worried that crime is going to increase in towns and cities that have medical marijuana dispensaries. Now, last I checked, look, we can have a discussion about, you know, the positive or negative health benefits of marijuana, but marijuana is not typically known as a drug that encourages crime. Alcohol-related crimes are a big, serious problem. But when you talk to law enforcement officials, and I've read, you know, you read Mason Tvert's book, Marijuana is Safer, they have all sorts of statistics in there and interviews with police officers who say, hey, you know, marijuana is not exactly a drug that encourages crime. It kind of encourages people to chill out a little bit. So what is with John Southers? And where do you come down on this? 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. 303-713-7600. I wonder, are there people out there who are worried about these guidelines? I mean, I would love to hear from some conservatives who are anti-marijuana just to hear the argument. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rick in Greeley. Rick, you're on AM760.
Morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. So marijuana legislation support reaches an all-time high. I thought that was pretty funny. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice headline, yeah. Anyway, I wanted to say two things. One about Obama kind of leaving it in the state's hands for their legislation. I think that's kind of lose-lose for him, because if he says it's federally mandated, here's the law, he's Mr. Big Government again, kind of coming over the top. But when he doesn't do it, all of a sudden everybody's up in arms because he's not. So, I mean, what can that guy do? I mean, give him a break.
No, I'm not picking on him.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying, you know, all these other people are saying, well, come on, he needs to do something. Well, I think it's ridiculous. Like you said, states' rights being a real conservative thing, and he's leaving it in the state's hands, and they still can't, you know, they still can't admit that the guy is trying to help out.
Yeah, no, I think it's on a public policy basis. I think that obviously the initial step that the Obama administration has taken here, it has discretion over enforcement, right? It
sure.
can say we're going to spend, you know, we're going to put the stress on this in enforcement and not on this. So he can take immediate action on saying to the Justice Department, you know, respect in your enforcement activities, respect states' marijuana laws. Now, the problem in a longer term basis is that if you don't change the federal law, and I'm not even saying that he has to change the federal law to say, hey, federally this is going to be legalized. I mean, I'd like to see that, but I'm not even saying there's a middle step. The middle step would be to enshrine in federal law that states have the discretion to legalize medical marijuana. If that doesn't happen in the medium and long term, what you end up having happen is not only that some states won't legalize medical marijuana, but you have a situation where the John Southerses of the world can say, hey, I know the feds aren't going to enforce federal law. That's the directive from the Obama administration today. But I will go out and enforce federal law for them. You see what I'm saying? Like Southers can take things into his own hands. And this is a guy who seems to want to build a national image off of this ridiculous law and order, quote unquote, crusade. And so in the medium and longer term, I think we need a federal law. I think we need the Obama administration to put forward legislation that enshrines this directive into the law.
I think that's a very good point. The other thing I wanted to touch on is even up until about 6 months ago, I was pretty anti-marijuana legislation. My opinion was that most people wanted to legalize it just as an excuse to get high. And I'm sure that is part of the reason, but I kind of recently had a thought about it, and I thought about it, well, whether or not it's illegal, people are going to continue to smoke marijuana. You know, it's not going to go away, even if you strengthen the laws or make it stricter or whatever. I mean, people are going to continue to do it. That's just a fact of life.
Well, I'll go one step further. Not only will they continue, will folks continue to do it, but if you accept that the demand is inelastic, that's what you're saying, right? That people are going to demand it. Okay. Well, if you drive it underground, then the money is not going to be taxed.
That's exactly where I was going with that. Was that, you know, if you then decide, well, you know what, let's legalize it, let's you know, basically make it available to people at a certain age or whatever, but you tax it at such a ridiculously high rate.
But there's, you know, there's a downside to it also. Well, if you don't legalize it, right, not only can't you not tax it, let's just put the tax thing away.
Sure.
You're going to, the money is going to probably be more inclined to be funding Mexican drug cartels, right? Because that's where it can be made criminally. Now, Rick, I want to ask you one question, because you brought this up. You said that you were initially against it because, you know, people just want to smoke it to get high. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's not. I don't think that there's anything inherently wrong with that. But to me, it goes to if you would agree that that marijuana usage, that alcohol consumption and tobacco use are vices that don't really contribute to the betterment of society in any way. I'm a person that doesn't drink or smoke nicotine either. And I just see it as just one more thing that gets people, you know, chemically altering their bodies or even their brains for no other reason than just to, you know, feel good about it.
Well, let me make the counter argument to what you're saying. Okay. The counter argument is that let's not get into a debate. I mean, we can each have our opinion about, hey, you know, alcohol and marijuana and tobacco have some benefits. Maybe they don't. I mean, you know, I have a medically, scientifically, what we do know, and it's not debatable, is that tobacco and alcohol are far worse for the human body and as a public health emergency. And doctors will tell you this. I mean, this has been studied over and over again, than marijuana.
Okay, but
okay, good. Okay, so my only point would be that if you accept that people are going to have and consume mind-altering psychoactive substances, and, you know, we have sports stadiums named after beer companies,
sure.
we have a society that we do not have a just say no society, as much as we'd like to tell ourselves that, right? We have a society that basically is encouraging us to get high. Most often off of alcohol.
Off of alcohol.
Right, okay. So if you illegalize marijuana, you're saying to people who are being encouraged to get high and who want to get high, and you're accepting the fact there is a segment of the population that wants to get high, you're saying to them, you have to use a more dangerous substance. There's no choice of a substance that may actually be a little less dangerous, actually a lot less dangerous.
I agree. I agree with all your points. And like I said, you know, I recently had kind of a change of heart about it and started listening to a little bit more and kind of weighing in the pros and cons of it. My only counter to that, and this might be the worst analogy of all time, but I think everyone would agree it would be worse to lose a hand than to lose a finger. And if you're saying, well, you know, everybody's out there cutting their hands off using alcohol because it's bad for you, well, it should be okay to just chop a finger off because it's not as bad. It's still bad, but it's not as bad. Does that make sense?
I mean, I see the analogy, but I guess just the last point I'll make, and we got to get a break, and we're going to take some more calls. But here's the thing: is that the amount you could save? Let's just say, I mean, just imagine we don't have a definitive number, but the amount you could save on health care costs
if you took.
I don't know, let's say a quarter of the alcohol use in this country and it became marijuana use, right? How much money would you save off of all of the healthcare costs that alcohol induces? I mean, compared to marijuana, it's such a much more dangerous and much more devastating drug. And so you're right. I mean, I see your analogy, but but we're having a health care debate, and we can actually save some money. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, Dave, great point. You know, I mean, how much money would be saved in the in health care alone just because of all the car accidents due to drunk drivers? And then I would say most domestic violence and, you know, basically just physical violence.
Absolutely. Domestic violence, property crime.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right. Now, in fairness, you could make the argument that, well, people, you know, if there was marijuana was legal, more people would be driving while smoking weed, and that would come. But the net effect would be, if you look at the science, would be a big health savings and a big, mm-hmm. therefore, a big cost savings. And your point, Dirk, about crime, I mean, John Southers is really reaching when he is insisting that he's trying to make this argument that marijuana dispensaries are going to increase crime. I mean, I'd like to hear John Southers talk about, like, how much a liquor store or a bar, you know, has an impact. I'm not saying they all do, but I'm saying, like, let's compare apples to apples, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. His argument doesn't make sense, hold any water to me.
All right, 7:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think John Southers is right to try to take the opposition to President Obama's marijuana policy? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, we're looking pretty normal on the freeways around town. Dave, stop and go, southbound 25, leaving North Glen, 120th, not going to break loose till after 84th. More jams heading into downtown there after 48th Avenue. Also busy on the turnpike, eastbounders, Federal to 25, westbounders, as you're making your way towards Baseline. A couple surface street issues, two-vehicle accident, Monaco and Evans. Traffic light malfunctions at 72nd and Sheridan. Police out there directing traffic, and also got traffic lights flashing red at 38th and Lowell. Forecast, cold front in the state now. That'll bring cloudy skies and scattered afternoon rain showers. Highs today just in the upper 50s, maybe low 60s. Right now, 45 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going.
Elf Shop Mini, where every new Mini Cooper includes 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-cost maintenance. Now available with special 1.9% APR financing through November 2nd. Learn more at RelphShopMini.com.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
100 years of engineering excellence is right on time. It's GMC Truck Month. Get into the Sierra 1500 SLT with an available 403 horsepower 6.2 liter V8. It's the most powerful half-ton V8 in its class. Plus, it comes with the safety and security of OnStar, standard for 1 year. And now get great financing offers, like 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers on all 09 Sierras, or $6,000 total cash back on 09 Sierra 1500 extended and crew cab vehicles that have been in stock the longest. Step up to the best. It's GMC Truck Month. See your GMC dealer today. Based on 2009 GM large pickup segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Cash back only on 20% of vehicles available to dealer as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 11/2/09. See dealer for details.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Southers, Colorado's Attorney General, making himself the national face of the opposition to President Obama's commonsensical directive yesterday, telling his Justice Department to respect state medical marijuana laws. The Obama administration saying that it doesn't want the Justice Department to focus resources on prosecuting people who are complying with state law, that there's other crimes out there that are far more pressing. I can think of a couple. How about white-collar crime? How about financial crime, ripping off billions and billions of dollars from Americans? How about, I don't know, how about sex trafficking? I think the Obama administration is right here. We need federal legislation to enshrine the directive in law and say that the federal government should respect state medical marijuana laws. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Why is John Southers doing this? We voted as a state to support medical marijuana, to legalize it. Why is he doing this? What's his problem? Janice in Aurora. Janice, you're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. Couple things crossed my mind as you were talking about that this morning. I certainly don't want to be a judgmental person about the rights or wrong of marijuana. I've had my day with that as well. But I'm just wondering if we make it a broad thing where everybody's going to be able to now smoke marijuana, what kind of effect will that have upon our dumbed-down society already?
How do you mean our dumbed-down society?
Well, we've been in a very apathetic state over the years, have we not? It's only been in recent times since we've had the great progressives come aboard and start opening things up that people have even come awake in terms of being where they're at politically in this country.
So you're basically arguing that because marijuana chills us out.
You bet. There it is. I couldn't have found a better word.
That we actually don't need to be chilled out.
Exactly.
That we need the opposite of being chilled out.
We need to get on the ball like you are every day, get some passion within ourselves to get up and make some changes in the country.
You know, it's an interesting point. I mean, I'll disagree in the sense that I think people who are wanting to be chilled out are already, and I should say, wanting to be chilled out in part through a chemical, are already being chilled out through drinking. And I think that when I look at marijuana, I don't think, let's put it this way, I don't think there's a swath of people out there, a huge number of people out there, who don't drink but would suddenly become heavy marijuana users. I think that there's a huge overlap. And I think that I would rather see people who are drinkers, whether recreational drinkers or even heavy drinkers, use more marijuana, to substitute part of their drinking for marijuana, if only because the science tells us that is better for their health and would cost us as a society less. You see where I'm going?
I do. That's why it seems very complicated, too. I don't think it's an either-or, a very dichotomous situation, even to compare the alcohol to marijuana.
Well, but you have to, because you have to say, well, one's legal and one's not.
Well, there's the legality. I also wonder, in terms of motives, who's actually, thinking that this now is going to be a good thing. I'm referring to people becoming so dumbed down that we not have any kind of enthusiasm for change.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who say, look, states are facing a budget crisis. We have this ridiculous hypocritical drug policy that legalizes alcohol and tobacco and doesn't legalize marijuana. We can make some tax money off it. On top of the fact that the policy on the science, the hypocritical policy, doesn't make much sense. But I hear what you're saying on the meta point, which is, I think, separate from the point about drugs, which is that I do agree with you that we need to become a much more politically engaged citizenry. I just don't think marijuana is antithetical to that. Hey, Janice, thanks for the call. Let's go to, who is this, Meathead Mark in Denver? Meathead Mark?
Yeah, you're going to start with that this early in the morning?
I just want to make sure it's the same Meathead Mark.
Well, first I'd like to say I'm glad that Obama did this.
Hey, we agree on something.
I know, isn't that amazing?
It is.
I'm a rational person. anyway, I think it's great. I think what's the guy's name? Sotheby?
Yeah, John Sotheby, the Attorney General of Colorado.
Well, I'm going to be giving him a call today, but he's saying that it's going to make things more dangerous. Well, here's an idea for you, Mr. Sotheby. How about the states and federal government run the dispensaries and then put farmers to work growing the stuff instead of paying them not to grow crops or to grow corn and throw it in the ground or whatever they're doing now, pay them to grow weed.
Wow, Mark, you that's not a bad idea. I mean, you and I are really copacetic this morning. I'm not used to this. This is it's a pretty good idea. Now, you seem to me, this suggests that you are like kind of an honest conservative. That as a, because I know you're kind of conservative, but that this is kind of a libertarian conservative.
I'm fiscal conservative, libertarian on socialism.
All right, man. Well, listen, hey, Mark, I appreciate it.
One other thing. I read an article about a guy that has two dispensaries in California, and I'm going to give you rough numbers because I don't know the exact numbers, but he paid in federal income tax last year $700,000 and $300,000 to state income tax off of two dispensaries. I think California has like 2,300 dispensaries. So you can't tell me that that's not a way to help solve a problem.
Oh, man. Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Republican governor of California, who I've had my problems with, has said he wants to look at real legalization because it could gain the state up to $2 billion in tax revenues. I mean, you're right. There is major tax money to be made in this. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man. It's good to agree sometimes. All right, 751, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, some stop-and-go spots now starting to pop up around town. Southbound side of 25 and North Glen, 104th to 84th. Also downtown there after Park Avenue. Northbounders also hitting the brakes there. Emerson Street up to 6th Avenue showing speeds in the teens and 20s. Same deal in Aurora on 225 southbound side. I-70 to Alameda and again from Park Road to 25. Looks like the entire stretch heading southbound on 225. Pretty gnarly. Same deal eastbound 6th Avenue. Wadsworth to 25. Heavy coming out of Lakewood. One crash at Bellevue and Yosemite. Forecast partly cloudy, high around 60 late this afternoon. We do expect some scattered rain showers that could turn to snow overnight with little accumulation, though. Current downtown temperature, 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The original lowest prices of the season sale starts Wednesday at Kohl's. Get the guaranteed lowest sale prices store-wide, plus $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. See store for details. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
There's ghouls and goblins that fester in your sewer system. They are building and building.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
9 Tahoe and Suburbans. See your local Chevy dealer. Length of contract limited. Not available with other offers. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009.
7:53, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage. You can reach Mike and the team at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Okay, Mike, I saw the headline that Apple's profits up 43%, or its earnings, I guess, up 43%. Is that moving the markets? How big a player is Apple in the market?
Well, Apple's a big player, as you know, and certainly it's a tech one of the tech bellwethers that people watch to see what's going on in the computer industry. And Apple is really benefiting from good earnings and some of the positive statements they made in their report. They also had some concerns going forward that things might be a little bit softer, but Apple right now, David, on that news is up 5.33%. It did go to a new 52-week high of $201.75 a share. It's pulled back a little bit from that right now. It's up $10.25 at $200.10 per share, and has traded just a boatload of shares. It looks like, 119 million, something, no, 11,955,000, so a lot of shares. But the markets, David, are taking a little bit of a pullback. Even though earnings came out good today, I think some people are taking some profits. The Dow is down 28, the Nasdaq's down 3, the S&P's down a little over 3, and the Russell's down 4.33. So a little bit of a pullback on this good news, and a lot of earnings have come out. Coca-Cola came out this morning. They beat Pfizer, BlackRock, DuPont, lots of them. But good earnings pretty much across the board.
Well, that's good news, and let's hope it starts trickling down to the economy. But as you always and I always talk about, this is an up-and-down time. People need a strategy. You can call Mike at the team at Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David, thanks.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes, and I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes Brand Tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes Tears products, for eyes the way nature intended, uses directed.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is John Southers, Colorado's Attorney General, right to try to make himself the national face of opposition to President Obama's directive saying that the federal government should respect state medical marijuana laws? 303-713-7600. Mark in Littleton. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. Thanks for the discussion. Hey, listen, I just want to bring up real quick that there's acute and chronic health issues with alcohol and marijuana. Just want to point you to a great study in Chemical Engineering News that basically showed that marijuana also has very deleterious effects on your body. So I just want to bring that into the mix. I'm not saying that people shouldn't have the choice. I'm just saying that people should be aware that marijuana is not necessarily, you know, you just smoke it and there's no problem.
No, I appreciate the call, and I you know, email me that study if you can at www.am760.net on the J. Marvin page. Everybody can email us. I'd like to see that study. I don't mean to suggest, and I hope I'm not suggesting, that there are no health effects of marijuana. Marijuana is a drug, and there are health effects of all drugs. My only point is that the science tells us that marijuana is less hazardous to people's health than alcohol. But it's by no means 100%. There's no health effects at all. All right, stick around. We're going to continue this topic, and I'm going to fill you in on a new report about bank perks going up during the recession. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
To prospect, make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Afghans will go to the polls a second time to cast presidential ballots.
It's going to be a historic period that we all are waiting to go through.
President Hamid Karzai, speaking through a translator, announced his agreement to a runoff with his closest rival in the first round of balloting that was tainted by widespread vote fraud. The new election will take place in less than 3 weeks. CBS News analyst Jerry Van Dyke says that's not much time to prepare in a place like Afghanistan.
There's only one paved road that goes around Afghanistan. Most of these ballots to the 1,700 polling places will have to go by mule, by people on foot, by Land Rover, even by camel.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Obama welcomes word of the runoff election in Afghanistan. He calls it an important step forward to ensure a credible process. As Mr. Obama moves toward a decision on U.S. troop levels, the administration hopes the elections will stabilize the shaky political situation in Afghanistan. The president urged all sides there to cooperate to advance democracy and peace.
In Islamabad, Pakistan, emergency workers helped a woman injured by the latest in a wave of insurgent attacks. The suicide bombing at the International Islamic University claimed at least 4 lives. Here at home, the Senate is working on a bill that would cut the fees that would prevent the cut in fees that Medicare pays doctors by 21%. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us what's behind the effort.
By taking this doctor fix out of the bigger health reform bill, it makes that bill cheaper, but adds this $247 billion over 10 years to the deficit. Some Republicans are balking, but lobbying from doctors is intense, and from seniors who fear such a big cut would convince doctors to stop treating Medicare patients.
A new forecast says holiday season retail sales could be up 1.6%. They plunged almost 6% last year. Analyst Candace Corlett says things have just got to get better.
People aren't in shock. They've had a whole year to get used to spending at a different level. They've had a whole year to think about holding on to their credit card and not buying so impulsively.
The government says new home building was up in September. Wholesale prices fell. Walmart fired the first shot. Amazon shot back. Now Target has joined the bookseller's price war, taking pre-orders on some of the hottest new hardcover titles for just $8.99. Wharton Business School professor Stephen Hoke says this is sure to mean more business, if not more profit.
In the short run, they'll get a bunch of PR and probably sell more books than they normally would, but it's not really sustainable in the long run. People don't sell things below cost for too long.
Baby food sold at Toys R Us and Babies R Us stores around the country is being recalled because of a botulism scare.
It's an
proper mix of apple and carrot, and as a result, the pH balance, the acidity level of the product, is higher than normal.
Jason Maloney, a spokesman for Plum Organics, says the recall affects apple and carrot portable pouch baby food. The Dow Industrials are down 16 points. This is CBS News.
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour.
My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.65% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium or late withdrawal, no extra fees, no minimum balance, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Investigators have interviewed an associate of the Fort Collins man who allegedly pulled off the Balloon Boy hoax. Robert Thomas worked with Richard Heaney as a researcher on some of his projects. One involved a pitch for a reality show and a plan involving a flying saucer. When he heard the CNN interview, Thomas says warning bells went off.
Falcon said, well, he did this for the show. Watching Richard's reaction, I was just, like, convinced right then. I'm like, absolutely, you know, he's lying.
Thomas calls Heaney media crazed and an attention seeker. Meanwhile, another unusual twist, late-night TV show host Jimmy Kimmel says Heaney approached him years ago about a similar publicity stunt. Federal prosecutors are being told not to target people who use or distribute marijuana as long as they obey state laws. But Colorado Attorney General John Souther says Colorado's law is not very clear.
The only law we have is a constitutional amendment that was drafted by proponents of legalization. It's incredibly vague.
Souther says state lawmakers need to clarify Amendment 20 and create a regulatory system for the medical marijuana industry. In sports, the Broncos are now 6-0 on the season. They beat the Chargers last night, 34-23. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a really busy ride right now. We're seeing delays for eastbound routes because of that sun glare on C-470. You'll start right around Wadsworth, taking you towards Yosemite. Same deal for eastbounders on 6th Avenue coming out of the Lakewood area. You'll also start to tap your brakes right around Wadsworth, taking you all the way up towards I-25. Speeds through that stretch are going to dip down into the teens and 20s in spots. We've got a crash on the ramp from northbound 225. This is to westbound I-70. Sounds like it's off to the right shoulder, but we'll catch some looks. And a couple cars mixed it up in the tech center at Bellevue and Yosemite. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a partly cloudy day with a slight chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Today's high should top out right around 62 degrees. Currently, it is 43. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Sick happens. NextCare Urgent Care is the only urgent care in Colorado with conclusive H1N1 testing. NextCare is offering $25 flu shots. Ensure that you and your family are protected this flu season. All major insurance accepted. Walk-ins welcome. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit nextcare.com for information.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD.
I'm basically a small-town girl. That's why I want to know what's going on in my own neighborhood. And the Denver Post helps me do just that. With Thursday's YourHub.com section, I get hyper-local news about my part of town. And I want to know how to stay connected. With Viva Colorado, I get news about the Latino community. And with the Post's new gaming section, I know everything the mountain casinos have to offer. I also get breaking news, plus nightlife and dining ideas from DenverPost.com. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
He is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about marijuana policy, and we're going to also talk about Wall Street reform or lack thereof. But first, I just want to fill you in on a couple of events. I have accepted, I've been asked, and I accepted enthusiastically the opportunity to give the keynote speech at the Democratic Party of Denver's annual Ted Kennedy dinner. That's Saturday, November 7th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. And you can find more information at denverdemocrats.net. Again, denverdemocrats.net. I'll be there Saturday, November 7th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., giving the keynote speech there. Sandra Osborne-Hill of Discovery Outsourcing, they are one of the sponsors here at AM 760. She's going to be giving a short speech tomorrow evening to support the healthcare reform drive at a Littleton Healthcare tailgate party from 5:30 to 7:30. Actually, that's today, October 20th, today, my bad, 5:30 to 7:30 today at the Peak Community Center, 6612 South Ward Street in Littleton for a healthcare rally there. And Organizing for America is having an event today. I believe it's today. 777 Santa Fe, the Denver Women to Work Phone, Women to Women Phone Bank at 777 Santa Fe Drive at 6 p.m. today. Organizing for America pushing healthcare reform. So there's a couple of things going on today and later on that you may be interested in. We're going to get back to our discussion about medical marijuana, marijuana in general. Do you think John Southers is right, our Colorado Attorney General, to try to make himself opponent number one of the Obama administration's directive issued yesterday saying that the federal government should respect states' medical marijuana laws? Southers lashing out at the Obama administration, saying that it is making a big mistake. Southers has been an anti-marijuana crusader for years. Southers now calling, if not for an end to Colorado's medical marijuana laws, then what he says is regulation, marijuana, and drug policy. Reform advocates saying that Southers' call is a closet attempt to end Colorado's medical marijuana laws here. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Interestingly, Mr. Law and Order Attorney General of Colorado, I don't see him named at all in this story in the Denver Post about a push to allow Colorado casinos to serve alcohol 24 hours a day. Right now they can't serve alcohol 24 hours a day. There is a push now among alcohol advocates, I guess you'd call them, in casinos, to allow the serving of alcohol for 24 hours a day instead of on restricted hours. I don't see Colorado Attorney General John Southers, who would like us to believe he's Mr. Law and Order on drugs, I don't see him crusading against this law or this push for a law liberalizing drug laws as they relate to alcohol. A little bit of hypocrisy? What do you think? 303-713-7600. I also want to open up the phones if anybody wants to call up about Wall Street issues. A lot of big news today that has really, it's got me going. I'm guessing it's going to get you going. There's a story in the Washington Post today about how bank perks for executives at banks have actually increased during the recession and while taxpayers were bailing out these banks. The firms accounting for more than $350 billion in federal bailout funds increased perks and benefits 4% on average last year. Some chief executives, such as the chief executive of Bank of America and CIT Group, each received about $100,000 more than a year earlier for personal use of corporate jets. Not business use, right? Not because they're traveling around, they got to do a lot of meetings. Personal use. Personal. For vacations. Others saw an increase in the value of chauffeured services, parking, or personal security. Check this out. Ralph Babb, chief executive of Dallas-based lender Comerica, was compensated for a new country club membership with an initiation fee and dues of more than $200,000. GMAC's financial services chief executive benefited from a $2.5 $1 million payment from his company to help cover his personal tax bill. Goldman Sachs has doubled its bonuses. And now, in the New York Times, President Obama going up to do a fundraiser with Wall Street, and the co-chairman of the event is quoted in the New York Times saying, quote, "The investment community feels very put upon. They feel there's no reason why they shouldn't earn $1 million to $200 million a year, and they don't want to be held responsible for the global financial meltdown." So I'm going to throw it out there. We discussed marijuana. Is it time now for a severe crackdown on Wall Street? I'm not talking about, you know, any of this weak nonsense that they're debating on Capitol Hill. I'm talking about serious limits on pay. I'm talking about the most populist progressive stuff. I mean, you have an industry that's increasing its perks, having taxpayers subsidize $200,000 country club memberships, and being quoted in the New York Times saying that these same people feel like there's no reason why they shouldn't continue to make $200 million a year when we are subsidizing them with trillions of our taxpayer dollars, and they're the ones who created the economic meltdown in the first place. Is it time for the kind of crackdown that isn't even being talked about? I'm talking about strict pay caps. I'm talking about much, much higher taxes. Is enough enough? 303-713-7600. We're talking Wall Street reform. We're talking marijuana policy. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Nebraska. Ryan, you're on AM760.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Hey, man.
Hey, the marijuana thing, you know, they're talking about legalization. My question was, say, like, you know, for alcohol, you get pulled over on the highway, there's illegal women. I mean, are they going to be able to test that? Say you just smoke a joint and you start driving around. Are they going to have policy on that if they legalize it? Or are they going to find a way to tax me or not? Figure out if there's a certain level in you to where you're able to drive or not?
You know, my guess is that the science is definitely there to do that. I mean, we can send a person to the moon, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, the science is there. The problem is, and I think you're highlighting a deeper problem, which is that if you allow the marijuana industry to exist only in a total no man's land, a legal no man's land, where the federal government is saying, well, we're not going to enforce this law, but we're going to enforce this law, and the states are sort of left to a legal gray area, it's harder to to commodify. And I mean that in a good sense.
Yeah.
And commodify is usually a word that's a negative word. But by that I mean not regulation, but to make it into a standard commodity, right? You go into the grocery store, you look on the container, and it tells you, you know, how many calories, what's in the thing. You know, in a product that is in this legal no man's land, it's harder to do that because there are no systems in place. I mean, that's the problem with accepting the idea that, yeah, there's going to be demand there for this no matter what the law says, so we'll just let it exist in this legal no man's land. That's why I said, you know, I hope that the Obama administration ultimately moves forward with a federal law that codifies some of this stuff, because I think you're right. You know, as a consumer of anything, I want to know what's in whatever I'm consuming so that I can consume it appropriately, so I can consume it in a controlled way. It's a very good point.
Yeah, and then also, you know, about farming it, you think, I mean, if I think if it's legalized, the black market price will go down on it, and I don't think, I mean, you know, I help on a farm out here, and if you grow a 120-acre circle of marijuana, I don't think you're going to make much money off of it. It's legal with the black market going down on it. I don't know. I don't think a farmer would make much money. I think it'd have to be, private. If, you know, pot shops opened up everywhere, I think they'd have to grow their own and be controlled that way. I just don't think a farmer could make any money off of it.
Well, you know, you make a, that's another good point. And we discussed this way back in March. Hillary Clinton back in March, she had made a controversial speech saying that American drug policy had failed. And it had failed because it is effectively fueling Mexico's drug war. And by that I mean what's gone on is that because we've outlawed marijuana here, and we've cracked down on it so much here, we've driven the business of growing it to Mexico. It's not legal in Mexico, but it's, you know, Mexico has a much less vibrant legal system. And so we've fueled the black market, which has built up the Mexican drug cartels, which are criminal, really, truly criminal operations. I mean, scary criminal, like violent criminal operations. And you're right. If you legalize marijuana, there is a strong case to be made that you will drive down the black market price. You will effectively defund the Mexican drug cartels. And you will then be able to not only do that, but recover some tax revenue from it. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't think anybody knows what the commodity price of legal marijuana would be for the American farming industry. And frankly, one of the theories out there about why marijuana hasn't been legalized is because, and I'm not sure this is true, but people theorize about this, that because people in their homes could grow marijuana, it would be harder for the pharmaceutical industry to commodify marijuana into a product that only they had a monopoly over. And so there's this theory that, you know, not everybody can make lots of alcohol. I mean, people can homebrew, of course. But yeah. But as opposed to a pill, which you really can't make at home.
You can't sit there and make Bud Light at your house.
Yeah, exactly. And but with marijuana,
you can grow good weed in your house.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So there's this theory out there that the pharmaceutical industry, you know, it's not necessarily opposed, but there's this idea that, you know, because they can't commodify it, there's not a push by that industry, which is so powerful, to legalize it. Hey man, thanks for the call. 819 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking marijuana policy. We're talking about Wall Street, the two big stories today. John Southers in Colorado, the Attorney General, trying to make himself enemy number one of the Obama administration's directive to tell the federal government to respect state medical marijuana laws. Do you think Southers is right? Southers saying that this is reckless behavior by President Obama. And then the Wall Street story making news, a new report in the Washington Post says that banks increased, not only are they doubling their bonuses, Goldman Sachs doubling its bonuses, but they have actually increased executive perks, $200,000 country club memberships, $2.5 million to one CEO to pay his taxes. These are at banks that we, the taxpayers, have bailed out. Is enough enough? Is it time to go super populist? Is it time to jack the highest income tax rates? Is it time to put in full-on restrictions on executive pay? And then you hear this quote from one of President Obama's Wall Street fundraisers, having the nerve to be quoted in the New York Times saying, "The investment community feels very put upon. They feel there's no reason why they shouldn't continue earning $1 million to $200 million a year, and they don't want to be held responsible for the global financial meltdown." Is this the kind of entitlement culture, the kind of greed is good culture that we need to say enough is enough to? 303-713-7600. It's 821. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, things are really busy in Aurora, Dave, on southbound and northbound 225, beginning at Parker Road in both directions there. A little heavier, though, on the southbound side, taking you all the way to Greenwood Village at the Tech Center merge. Also struggle eastbound 6th Avenue, Wadsworth to 25. A little of that may be due to some sun glare. Accident on the ramp from northbound 225 to westbound I-70, sitting there on the right-hand shoulder. Small delays back around Colfax. Also a couple surface street issues, auto versus bike at Colorado and Yale, and also in the cleanup phase, a crash at Bellevue and Yosemite in the Tech Center. Forecast cold front in the state now. That'll bring mostly cloudy skies late this afternoon and scattered rain showers. Highs today just in the upper 50s, maybe low 60s. Right now, 44 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King's...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has Connections from Hallmark greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Kev and Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
It's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL Solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
You need more customers, and you've tried everything from coupons to small space ads to flyers to skywriting and inflatable gorillas. You are one step away from using a megaphone and calling to passersby from the rooftops. There's an easier way, a website from Intuit Websites. Just pick a style that fits your unique business, customize, publish, and get found in three easy steps. And if you get stuck, just pick up the phone and a small business expert will help you out. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. Try it for free at Intuit.com.
Imagine 31 days of Thanksgiving with less family and no ambrosia salad. Or a month full of New Year's days without hangovers and resolutions, but with limited time 1.9% APR financing on all 2009 models. Join Mini for Motortober, our celebration of the Mini Cooper hardtop starting at $19,200 with 3-year, 36,000-mile, no-cost maintenance. Deals this amazing deserve their own made-up holiday. Celebrate Motortober with a test drive at MiniUSA.com.
MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options. For details, visit MiniUSA.com/info.
Our democracy has been seized by socio and psychopaths who are the so-called leaders of these so-called industries that are actually cartels and monopolies
that are destroying this country.
And our politicians are having to walk so delicately, you know, just tiptoe. Just a tiny sliver of a public option, please. And the insurance companies say, no, you can't have that because we know a tiny sliver will turn into something larger. And they're right.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're talking about medical marijuana policy. Colorado's Attorney General lashing out at President Obama's directive to the Justice Department, telling the Justice Department to respect state medical marijuana laws. Attorney General Southers saying that, implying that our medical marijuana laws here in Colorado, which were passed by voters, may increase crime. And yet I do not hear Attorney General John Southers, Mr. Crusader Against Drugs, saying anything about the push, as reported in the Denver Post, to allow casinos to sell alcohol 24 hours a day instead of on restricted hours right now. John Southers effectively, by his actions, saying that he thinks that alcohol should be apparently completely and totally legal, despite the fact that it's way more unsafe, science-wise, than marijuana. Should be completely available 24 hours a day. By his silence, we can, I guess, take that. Because he's spending his time out there crusading against marijuana. What do you think about this? 303-713-7600 is the number. Also, the stories on Wall Street. Wall Street perks for executives have increased during the recession and at taxpayer expense at firms that taxpayers are subsidizing. And more quotes in the news of these Wall Streeters suggesting a sense of entitlement. This was in today's New York Times about President Obama's fundraiser on Wall Street. The co-chair of the event said the investment community feels very put upon. They feel there's no reason why they shouldn't earn $1 million to $200 million a year, and they don't want to be held responsible for the global financial meltdown. God, these people, they're disgusting. And you have this story in the New York Times over the weekend. Beating up on the wealthy seems to be the order of the day. Why are the rich shouldering the blame for a collect run of bad decision making? Many of the rich got there through hard work. Plenty of not-so-rich people bought homes and cars and electronics they could not afford, and then on the debt, contributing to the crash last year. I mean, you really have an assault right now by the super-rich, the ultra-ultra-rich, trying to say they are persecuted after getting trillions of your and my taxpayer dollars. They are persecuted. They have a right to earn $200 million a year and increase their perks, double their bonuses at taxpayer expense. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. Is it time for much more radical action? Much higher taxes on the super wealthy. Executive pay caps. 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Steve in Fort Collins. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
First off, a couple of main points. Wall Street, yes, please put something on these guys. They need a rein in. You know, I mean, this is just disgusting what's been going on for the last 20 years on these guys. You know, that they have the right to survival of the fittest, and I've got mine, you get yours, and if I have everything, then sorry, you don't get any. You know, we need some legislation there, hardcore, for these guys. They just don't seem to have the moral, you know, aptitude to, you know, to stay correct, I guess. Mr. Sutter, though, I was curious if you knew anything about whether or not he was up for his position or what.
Yeah, he's running for re-election in 2010.
Well, that's what I was kind of curious about. So he might be taking a line that maybe fits within his district or something like that.
Well, his district is our state.
Yeah, well, you get my point that maybe there's another alternative besides why he would be going this route for some strange reason that we don't see at the moment. It just doesn't make much sense.
Well, I mean, look, I think it makes sense in the old paradigm, which was, you know, law and order, Republicanism, tough on crime, tough on drugs, just say no to drugs. And I think he's banking on that politics still working. Now, he's doing this in a week where Gallup reports record highs, no pun intended, for support for total, not just medicinal, but total legalization of marijuana. I think he has calculated wrong. And I think that, let's just step away from the political calculation, and let's just call him for what he is. He's a hypocrite. I mean, this is a guy who's crusading against medical marijuana in a state that passed medical marijuana laws, and he's saying nothing about the push in, as reported in the Denver Post today, about the push to allow 24-hour alcohol sales at Colorado casinos. I mean, at least we could ask him to be consistent.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was my point really was that I am a medical marijuana user. I am seeing some bad sides too. I don't believe, maybe I should just qualify that, I don't believe in actually making it totally legal. Because I am seeing some of the deleterious effects of, in the medical field. Right now it does work. But to your woman about us going soma wise, you know, where we're going to be dumbed down. My main goal is not to get high. That's the point, is that it's actually to control pain. And I have a dickens of a time trying to do that. You take the stuff from the hospital, you're on the floor. Some of these morphine crap, it's like you can't even function. You might as well sit and stare at the walls. But this is a modulated medication is what it is for me, that I can take it when I need it. If I'm really having a bad day or if I exercised incorrectly, my muscles are sore. If aspirin is what I need, I take aspirin. It's not for me in this sense, and a lot of the people that I'm around, to get high. You know, they're not really trying to do that. They're using the cannabinoids, I guess, as they call it.
There's multiple uses for marijuana. I mean, I'm the kind of person who says, I mean, I think the medicinal issue it's shocking to me that it's even an issue. I mean, it's just shocking. I mean, what you can prescribe, what a doctor can prescribe in a hospital is so much more powerful than marijuana that the idea that we need to outlaw it medicinally is just so absurd and silly. I can't even believe it's an issue.
Well, I hate to tell you, but a lot of the stuff that they're prescribing at the hospital is useless. If you want to function at your job, if you want to, you know, and, you know, taking the point that we're going off the AMA recommendations, we're going off this system that's been in place, that some of their stuff is not working, and they don't like to be told that, hey, well, no, we're perfect, we're doctors. And I go like, no, there's we have problems. You're not listening.
Yeah, but I want to get to the other point, which is that, and maybe you and I disagree, but I think it's we live in a society that encourages people to get high, and we live in a society that accepts people recreationally using drugs. I mean, that is what a beer commercial is.
Right.
That is what Coors Field is, right? Coors Field. That's what Busch Stadium is, right? That's saying we as a society encourage and accept that people want to recreationally get high. And my problem isn't, I can't believe we even debate medical marijuana. And in the debate over legalization, I'm saying like, well, if society is saying we should, not just we can, but encourages us to get high, I'm saying, hey, I'd like a little bit more of a choice. I'd like to choose to get high when I decide to get high off of something that's a little bit more safe than alcohol.
Right, and there's definitely, I've noticed right away that it's a lot safer than what I've never been a drinker. I just don't like alcohol, but that came up in conversation between me and my doctor. I go, what would happen? I go, like, I can't use some of the stuff you're giving me. They're going like, well, if I can't get legalized marijuana or something like that, then what was my next choice? And they're going like, well, I guess I'm going to have to learn how to drink.
Right, exactly. And
they're going like, excuse me? And I go like, lady, I tell you right now, it's just like if you ever wanted to rip a wall apart, I could tear this door off its hinges. I'm going to need whatever it takes to get me so I'm not, you know, insane.
And that's the kind of choice, you know, that's the kind of choice that we don't, that we are in many ways forcing people to make. If we accept that society encourages people to recreationally get high, if we accept that is what's going to happen, if we accept that that's part of our society, then we are effectively, our laws, through outlawing marijuana, are effectively forcing us to make a less healthy choice. And by the way, John Southers, the Attorney General, in pushing for a crackdown on marijuana and not saying a damn word about the effort to allow casinos to sell alcohol 24 hours a day, he's effectively saying that he thinks that should be the choice. It's really, really sick. It shows just how screwed up our drug debate is. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 835 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to talk to the man who lives with wolves from Animal Planet, the man who lives with wolves, Sean Ellis, and then we'll get back to your calls. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is starting to improve for us a little bit around the city. Both those approaches into downtown on 25, though, behind. Northbounders stop and go from Washington Street to 6th Avenue. Southbounders still heavy up in North Glen and Thornton again near downtown after 38th Ave. Also seeing some heavy jams eastbound C-470 loosen up past Quebec. Auto versus bike accident, Colorado at Yale. That's our only accident out there on the map. Your forecast, partly cloudy, high around 60. Late this afternoon, we expect scattered rain showers, which could turn to snow after midnight, but little accumulation. Current downtown temperature, 44 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Find everything local, every which way, in the book at DexKnows.com and on your mobile at m.dexknows.com. With Dex, you always have the local info you need when and where you need it most. Dex Knows.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you on.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Ben, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has PlantSterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
The folks who bring you conventional beds would like you to keep sleeping and dreaming and believing that your back pain is caused by injuries or aging or some unfathomable mystery, rather than by the bed they themselves have burdened you with. The fact is, ordinary beds can actually cause a lot of back pain, no matter how expensive they are. And if you want to lose your back pain now, lose your bed. And join a revolution in sleep known as the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The first bed in history that calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. In clinical studies, an amazing 93% said it relieved their back pain. So challenge sleep as you know it. Visit a Sleep Number center now and take the Sleep Number Challenge. You'll get a free gift while supplies last just for finding your sleep number. And you just may lose your back pain forever.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Northfield at Stapleton, Flatiron Crossing, and Park Meadows.
Hey, 39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Talking about marijuana, talking about Wall Street reform. Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM 760.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man.
My big thing is I was out in Los Angeles in 1979, 1980, and a lot of people don't remember. You know, California decriminalized marijuana, and then we got Ronald Reagan in there, and everything changed. And that's what I'm afraid of. What happens the next time we get a conservative president in the office, and we don't have a specific law on the books that he has to fight? It's just too easy for the president to just say, oh, no, we're cracking down again.
That's such a great point, and that's why I was saying that we have to have this enshrined in federal law, because you're exactly right that if you don't enshrine it in federal law, the next administration comes along, whether it's Ronald Reagan or a neo-Ronald Reagan, and completely gets rid of it at the drop of a hat. Russ, great point. Thanks for the call, man. All right, joining us now, as promised, Sean Ellis. He is the star of Animal Planet's Living with the Wolf Man. He's got a new book out. It's just out today, The Man Who Lives with Wolves. Sean, thanks for taking the time this morning.
It's a pleasure, David. Thank you.
Okay, so let's just start out with the obvious question. What compelled you to decide to live with wolves?
It was kind of my view that, you know, that we'd come to the end of you know, the information that was coming out of the guys. It was, you know, a large-ditched effort, really, to try and sort of infiltrate the pack, to try and discover those intimate secrets that I feel that we badly needed in order to help them.
When you decided to do this, what were you most fearful of? And now, having gone through the experience, what did you learn to be most fearful of, and what did you learn that your fear, what fears did you learn might have been kind of ridiculous?
I think, you know, the fear that I had was the same fear that you and every other person in the world would have. You know, I was brought up with the same values on wolves that every other child. You know, they were nasty, vicious creatures that by the light of the full moon were going to hunt us down and kill us. And, you know, even when I joined the pack, I think, you know, that was emphasized to me, not by, you know, the public, but the people that worked with them. You know, it's, It was madness to go and live with a pack of wolves. It was almost suicidal and irresponsible. And, you know, I guess I took that fear with me, but only to find that when I actually entered their pack, that it was completely unfounded and unjustified. You know, I found a very gentle, family-orientated creature that, as long as they consider you as part of their family and you give them the respect they deserve as a wild animal, you know, they're more loyal than anything we could ever imagine.
Let me ask a logistical question here, and also then a non-logistical question. Logistically, how did you keep up with the pack? Like, I mean, just physically. I mean, they, you know, I think of a wolf and I think of a pretty fast animal. And then, you know, at a more meta level, how did you get them as animals to accept you as part of their pack? What did you have to do? How long did it take?
Okay, firstly, yeah, the keeping up, I think, you know, this is a really good question, because I think, you know, as humans, as people, we're very good at trying to dominate the natural world. You know, we can't just go and live with a bunch of apes. We have to be the lord of the apes or the king of the apes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our dominion, that's our godlike status, if you like. And for me, it was never about that. You know, it was realizing the value that these guys would see you for. And I knew that I couldn't, you know, match their sensory or their speed. So I had to try and get myself a job within their group that would help me, you know, to be with them. Would they accept me as a human amongst them, or a position within their pack? Did they have a value? And it's a good point, I think, to bring up that, you know, we can't do this with all wolves. We can't just go off into the wild and try and infiltrate a pack of wolves. These guys, this case study was specific cases where these guys were coming into contact with livestock and livelihood. And you know, if we didn't do something, they were going to be destroyed. So, you know, it was a necessity. So, you know, if you take the numbers wolf or one of the specialists within the groups, like a nanny or a diffuser, normally, you know, you're talking about a quite methodical trot of maybe between 4 and 6 miles, anything up to 15 to 20 miles, you know, around the European territories, certainly. So for me, it was really, you know, a good standard of fitness for a human that we could keep up with. The acceptance side, yeah, you know, you're working on old-fashioned, you know, kind of ancient type philosophies: need, trust, and respect. You know, they're not going to be naive enough to think that they're going to take a human amongst them. You have to firstly let them feel that they need you, either through natural pressure or that there's a vacancy within their pack that you can hold and you know, and keep. And if you do that, then they will take you amongst them.
Again, we're on the line with Sean Ellis. His new book, The Man Who Lives with Wolves, is out today. He's the star of Animal Planet's Living with the Wolf Man. It's an incredible story. And you, when you were beginning to integrate yourself into the group, I mean, you had to actually do as much as you could to, if not become a wolf, then mimic a wolf. I mean, I'm reading here that you had to, you know, I don't know, I can't tell, did you actually eat carcasses, or did you feign eating carcasses? I mean, what did you live on when you did this?
I tried to do both, actually. You know, with the guys in the captive pack, I tried to get the staff members that fed me and the wolves I was raising, you know, and I tried to get them to take out the piece of the food that I was entitled to, cook it slightly, put it in a bag, and then put it back in the carcass. But the wolves I lived with seemed to love the fact that it was cooked, and they would steal it every time. So I was still kind of left with the raw food. But, yeah, that was my biggest fear. I mean, I think for the periods of time that I was with them, if it were to have prolonged on and I'd have had to do it for, you know, for quite a while, I think it would have had an effect. I used to come out and, you know, you'll read in the book, I craved honey every time I went on a, you know, sufficient amount of meat and vegetable diet. I'd come out and just stand in front of, you know, friends and that, and just spoonful, you know, 3/4 of a jar of honey into me without stopping, and they couldn't understand it. So there's obviously a deficiency of some sort that, you know, that I had. But to be honest with you, you know, this is the time that you have to be authentic. You know, they are what they eat, the same as we are. And what you put in is what comes out in defense, and also gives your identity amongst them. So it was very important for me to feed the same way as they did. But, you know, on the carcass with them, feast and famine, battle for survival. You know, it's a tough world. These guys take survival seriously.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You know, it was probably the most trying time for me, and possibly the most dangerous.
I should ask, I mean, just when people read this book, what do you hope that they take away? I mean, in the sense of, what is the, you know, I'm not about to go live with wolves, right? I'm not going to go out and live with the wolf pack. What does the average reader who says the same thing, what's the bigger life lessons of this? And I'm reading here that there actually may be even some lessons specifically for instance, dog owners.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, we've lost so much of the natural world that we were once very much accustomed to and a part of. You know, the value, as I said before, about, you know, the having an older animal teach a younger animal, almost, you know, the complete contrast in the two creatures balance each other up very methodically. You know, things like that that I think that we've long since forgotten, you know, the values of community, mm-hmm. community spirit and family and together. You know, all the places where I've been and I've been fortunate enough to work with wolves, they all seem to tell me one thing, that, you know, they function alongside humankind. If humankind still value what the wolf is all about, they still have an extension of family, you know, aunts and uncles, grandfather, grandmother, everybody is still respected for a job that they can do within the group. And the community itself is feeding off of a need of one another. You know, somebody produces eggs, somebody else produces meat, somebody else produces milk. It all becomes a functional community, and that's where wolves are most at home. And I think that's what we've got to get back, both in our world and respect in theirs. And the dog owner, I think, is exactly the same. You know, so much of what we see these days is that there's a divide in the dog world. Is there really any behavioral connection now from the pet that no longer resembles a wolf to their wild cousins? Well, I believe that there is. I just believe that up until now we haven't explored it enough in depth. You know, we've only ever seen them at distance and surmised about their world. This book will hopefully give people a look at themselves and the domestic wolf in their home.
Let me ask you one last question before you got to go. And again, we're on with Sean Ellis, his new book, The Man Who Lives with Wolves. He's the star of Animal Planet's Living with the Wolf Man. The book is just out today. Just give us, if you can, a quick take on maybe the scariest moment that you had when living with the wolves, and then the most... if not the best moment, then a moment that sort of tells the positive story of living with the wolves.
Okay. I guess one of the scariest ones is obviously being on the kill that we mentioned before. But for me, the highlight was a complete misunderstanding that was probably in every mind of every person before they read this book, and that was that wolves are going to kill you at some stage. They're mm-hmm. not to be trusted. And they're going to change, you know. And I got to the point where the pack that I was living with, I got a little bit cocky, a little bit kind of, you know, I suppose almost blasé about the natural world that I was living in. And on one evening, I was going to go down and take a drink, and this wolf just cut me off, just stopped me dead, a young male. Growled, quite aggressive, biting parts of me, not nastily, but obviously making a point. Backed me up into this hollow tree that had been struck by lightning and kept me there for close to an hour. Seemingly to me just to make a point, and then without any hesitation he completely forgot what had gone on, called me out, gave me a greeting, and then took me down to the area that I was going to go to drink, and there I discovered evidence of a large bear in the area, and almost certainly if I'd have disregarded his information, I would have walked straight into this animal that would have probably ended up killing me and alerting its whereabouts to young pups that were close by. So, you know, for me it was a complete misunderstanding, but also showed me exactly what these creatures were all about when it comes to family.
Hey, Sean, can I real quick, because you brought up one quick, and I know you got to go, but I got to ask this one other question.
Sure.
Because you hear this a lot with dog owners. They sometimes worry that if you have a relationship over years with dogs, a dog still has the potential to sort of flip on a dime. Did you get that sense, or did you get the sense that that there is more of an enduring personality in these dogs?
Yeah, do you know what? I have this same talk with dog owners and dog breeders and trainers that I've worked with all over the world. You know, everybody fears the dog. Everybody fears the wolf and the dog. But the only thing we need to fear in the dog is what we put there. You know, it's mankind that's the problem in the dog. And if the dog is unpredictable, it's not the wolf in it. It's mm-hmm. the person. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've got to take a long, hard look at ourselves, and maybe the wolf will be able to do that for us.
Well, listen, Sean, thank you so much for taking the time. Again, Sean Ellis, his new book, The Man Who Lives with Wolves. He's the star of Animal Planet's Living with the Wolfman. I'm a huge dog fan, a huge pet fan. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Good luck with the book.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Take care. 8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get back to the phones about marijuana policy and the Wall Street issues, the Wall Street paying itself new perks. That was quite an interview. That guy's
hardcore, dude.
I mean, really, really hardcore. But that's what we try to do here on the AM 760, in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. It's not just politics all the time. It's politics, pop culture, wolfmen, zombies, you name it, here on AM 760. All right, and speaking of which, one thing we do here, traffic. Let's get a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Thank you, Dave. And things are starting to improve for us around the city. We do have a new crash, though, southbound 225 at Yosemite. That's making it tough to get in between Aurora and the Tech Center. Backups to Parker Road. Also, just cleaned up that crash at Colorado and Yale. Northbound and southbound 25 also sluggish. Those approaches into downtown. Your forecast, partly cloudy, high around 60 late this afternoon. We expect scattered rain showers. Some of that could turn to snow in the overnight, but just a little bit of accumulation could make a nasty commute tomorrow morning. Our current downtown temperature, 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
Are you tired of...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to ehealthsavenow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at ehealthsavenow.com. ehealthsavenow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at ehealthsavenow.com. That's ehealthsavenow.com. ehealthsavenow.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
856 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why is Colorado Attorney General John Southers leading the charge against President Obama's directive issued yesterday telling the federal government to respect states' medical marijuana laws. John Southers, of course, our attorney general from a state that has voted to allow medicinal marijuana. John Southers trying to be Mr. Law and Order on drugs, yet I don't see Attorney General John Southers out there opposing the initiative, as reported in the Denver Post this morning, to allow casinos to sell alcohol 24 hours a day. Alcohol, a more dangerous, more toxic drug than marijuana. Is John Southers a hypocrite? Why is he being so hypocritical? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Miguel in Denver. Miguel, you're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning. How are you? Thank you.
Doing well.
Good. I wanted to say, you know, we don't want criminals running our streets, and we certainly do not want politicians acting as criminals, violating the most important thing in our country, and that is the voters' will. And the president did not tell the states what to do. He told the states to respect the voters' will.
And, well, you know, actually, what the president said was that the federal government should respect the will of states and
exactly.
state voters. That's right.
Exactly. The same thing. And so, you know, Southern sounds like an idiot. He has stuck on some old stigma from some outdated time. People need to be aware that they need to vote him out of office. And we don't need people like that. We need people who are wasting time on serious criminals that need to be put away.
That's exactly right. And Miguel, I got to get a break, but you're absolutely right, and I appreciate you bringing that up. John Southers is up for re-election in 2010. If you don't like what he's doing, remember that when you go to the polls. Okay, Media Matters next. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
We can ship directly to you.
Or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. In the end, he had little choice. Afghan President Hamid Karzai announcing he's accepting the findings of an international electoral commission and agrees to a second round of voting against his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah. CBS's Mandy Clark has more from Kabul.
There was a lot of political wrangling over the weekend for President Karzai to accept this decision. The concern was if he didn't accept it, the country would be thrown into political crisis.
With U.S. reaction, we go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Where President Obama, Nick, welcomes the news as a step forward, he calls on all sides to cooperate. Karen von Hippel with the Center for Strategic and International Studies monitored the first vote. She looks at the stakes in the runoff.
If everything goes badly, then that new government won't have legitimacy, and it'll be very hard for all of the international powers that are supporting that government and providing troops and losing blood and treasure to justify increasing their commitment.
President Obama's decision on the future of the U.S. commitment is still weeks away. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Housing starts crept up last month, but signs for the future aren't encouraging. The Commerce Department says new home construction rose half a point, while applications for building permits slumped by the largest number in 5 months. Don't expect a quick turnaround, says Mesirow financial economist Diane Swank.
It's going to be a very long climb back up in the housing
starts, they'll come back stronger later than home sales.
One other piece of economic news, another sign that the recession's kept inflation in check. The Labor Department says wholesale prices last month fell 0.6%, paced by a drop in energy costs. Infant car seats can be dangerous outside the car. Researchers have told pediatricians that over a five-year span, 43,000 children in the U.S. were injured by improper placement of the seats.
Car seats being put on tables, countertops, and beds, then toppling over. The American Academy of Pediatrics saying nearly 9,000 babies are taken to the emergency room each year with car seat injuries. Most of the injuries are to the head. Experts say car seats should only be placed on a hard, flat floor.
Reporter Sabrina Gibbons in Atlanta. The wife of former Senator John Edwards, a cancer survivor, is testifying on Capitol Hill today as a Senate panel examines how families cope with staggering medical bills. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is live with a story.
The biggest single cause of personal bankruptcy is medical debt owed by people who get seriously ill. Elizabeth Edwards, fighting her own battle with cancer, has taken up the cause.
People with poor or no health insurance coverage and a significant health problem are particularly likely to accrue considerable medical debt, and therefore those are exactly the people who are most vulnerable to bankruptcy.
The committee is considering changing laws to make it easier for people whose debts are due to illness to get through it without losing everything. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuzz, CBS News.
And checking Wall Street numbers at this hour. The Dow off 28 points, the NASDAQ down 4, and the S&P 500 off about 2 points. This is CBS News.
As a small business owner, you need three things. Customers, customers, and more customers. So you figure a website could help a lot. So you find a web building tutorial filled with words like HTML and ping and punctuation marks from keys you didn't even know your keyboard had. There's an easier way. Make your own website with Intuit Websites. It's easy. Just pick a style, add pictures, and add your own words. If you need help, just pick up the phone and a real live human will be glad to help. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. Try it for free at Intuit.com.
Welcome to Progressive.com, the auto insurance utopia.
Hi. What does this policy include?
Well, our policies have lots of free things like 24/7 live support, concierge claim service, and immediate response claim service, and it could save you hundreds.
Is this a dream?
No. Rarely do dreams result in actual savings, but we do get that a lot. You could save hundreds. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates may Fairfield, Ohio. Concierge claim centers are available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Federal agents are helping firefighters determine what started a fire that ripped through the historic Park Theater Mall in Estes Park. The former livery and carriage house was built in 1914 and had no sprinklers or fire alarm. Four Fort Carson soldiers have died of injuries suffered last week when their vehicle was hit by a bomb in Afghanistan. At least 28 soldiers from the post have now been killed in Afghanistan, including eight who were killed in an attack earlier this month. Investigators have interviewed an associate of Richard Heaney, who says he was involved in a pitch with Heaney for a reality show involving a flying saucer. Robert Thomas says he smelled a rat early on in the Balloon Boy saga.
Falcon said, well, he did this for the show. Watching Richard's reaction, I was just like convinced right then. I'm like, absolutely, you know, he's lying.
Thomas calls Heaney a media-crazed attention seeker. Charges against Heaney are expected next week. Safeway and unionized grocery workers are heading back to the bargaining table in an effort to reach a new long-term contract. Safeway workers have voted to authorize a strike if talks deteriorate, but they are still on the job. And the Broncos are now 6-0 on the season. They beat the Chargers last night in San Diego, 34-23. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the slowest stretch of this morning's commute are the southbound lanes of 225. This just after that Parker curve as you're making your way towards Yosemite. Sounds like there's a late crash right there, catching a lot of attention. It's also a little bit sluggish for westbounders on 36 past Sheridan as well as on I-70. Eastbound past the Coliseum, but speeds through there starting to improve quickly. Off those main roads, they've mopped up a wreck at Colorado and Yale. There may also be an accident along I-70 that's right around Georgetown. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a slight chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, it's mostly sunny and 46 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The original lowest prices of the season sale starts Wednesday at Kohl's. Get the guaranteed lowest sale prices store-wide, plus $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. See store for details. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say
great. I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, 07 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I want to remind folks, I'm going to be keynoting the Denver Democratic Party's annual Ted Kennedy dinner on November 7th, 2009 from 6 to 9:30 at the Westin Tabor Center. You can get tickets at denverdemocrats.net. That's November 7th. And I will be there, obviously. I'll be speaking. And I would hope to see you, as many of you there, as possible. All right. Now we are going to go to our weekly segment, which we by definition do every week. Can I be more redundant, please? With Media Matters, mediamatters.org. And it's Carl Frisch with us. We go between Carl and Eric, and Carl is with us today. Let's play the Media Matters Minute before we check in with Carl.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Fox News did not devote any live coverage to the latest Tea Party protests. The most recent protests were held by those fed up with what they called journalistic malpractice. Ironically, Fox News previously berated other networks for their lack of coverage during the original Tax Day Tea Party protests. And even though the other networks did in fact cover both protests, Fox News purchased a full-page ad in the Washington Post blasting its television news competitors for having ignored the Tea Party story and especially the September 12th anti-Obama rally in the nation's capital. But today's most outrageous comment goes to Fox News' Juan Williams, who baselessly claimed that the Obama administration helped defeat Rush Limbaugh's bid to buy the NFL St. Louis Rams.
Major developments in the Rush Limbaugh NFL controversy. How the Obama administration and their friends were all involved with this.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
Okay, so Carl Frisch of Media Matters. This Limbaugh thing. I mean, what possible, like, any shred of conspiracy theory could they come up with any basis and any fact to insist that the Obama administration had something to do with Rush Limbaugh not being able to buy the St. Louis Rams?
I'm surprised you can't see it right in front of you. Barack Obama likes football. Ergo, Barack Obama stopped Rush Limbaugh from buying a team in a fit of vicious anger that nobody saw coming.
No, but seriously, did they offer up anything?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, what they'll do is talk about how, you know, the Rams were the most democratic team in the NFL in terms of where the money went politically or what have you. But at the end of the day, Rush Limbaugh was dropped from the ownership bid for one reason, because he has a long history of vicious, racially charged rhetoric. So, you know, it's not as if all is lost for Rush Limbaugh. He's still a judge for the Miss America pageant in 2010. And he can always go and buy a fantasy football team.
Well, right. And I wonder if you've caught this in your work. I'm guessing that you have. Last week on this show, we were reading a number of quotes from Rush Limbaugh. And there's this one quote out there, two quotes out there, that people have attributed to him. This one about James Earl Ray and this other quote about slavery, which he has...
There is no way to determine whether or not he said that.
Right.
But
in fairness, he has said, look, I didn't say that, and you have no proof that I said that.
Correct.
And that's true.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, if you go back, I think the first we found it was around October of last year on the Internet.
Right.
And one of those quotes appears in a book uncited.
Right, so, right. So they appear to be probably
made up out of whole cloth.
Right. So we don't know. Right. Okay. So... But what I found is that, and I guess this is typical, but I wonder if this has happened all over the place. I got a number of calls. And by the way, we 5 minutes after I read the quote, we came back from break, and I said, you know, Limbaugh denies saying these quotes, so let me just put out there that these two out of the, like, 15 that I read, he denies saying, and we will check into it. And then on yesterday, we, you know, I said, we corrected the record, said all this. But what's interesting is that we got a lot of calls from people who said, well, he didn't say those two quotes, and that means he is not a racist, and you have made up the fact that he's a racist.
Right.
I mean, is that sort of the standard procedure on the right now?
Yes. It's kind of like, a teacher grading a test marks 3 questions out of 100, marks 35 questions out of 100 as incorrect, and the student finds one error in the teacher's grading and says, therefore, I get a perfect score.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's pretty pathetic. Now, I wonder if you think where you come down. I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot here, and because I went back and forth on the Limbaugh NFL thing in the sense that I was like, look, it's a private corporation. He should be able to try to invest in a private corporation. The private corporation should be able to say, we don't want you for whatever reason. Except I got a little nervous until I came to my senses that, you know, a lot of times, well, not a lot of times, but in history's cases of persecuting or discriminating against somebody because of political ideology, usually progressives are on the short end of that stick. You know, I mean, it was not so long ago that we had the blacklisting, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I say that when I came to my senses because the NFL...
There are plenty of conservatives
exactly.
That can own professional football teams. It's called the NFL.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, this is not like... the idea that he was not allowed to buy a team because he's a conservative is positively absurd. I wonder, I mean... When you look at this issue, not just from the way it's been covered in the media, when you look at this issue just as a general issue, let's say Rush Limbaugh was allowed to buy a team. I mean, what would you say to that? I mean, if the NFL said, look, we know Rush is a controversial guy, but we're a private corporation and we're going to accept any investor we can, what would your take on that be?
Well, I would think it would be unfortunate, and I think that it would be a lot more than the progressive community standing up against something like that. I think you'd have exactly what you had when he confirmed his intentions. You'd have players and other owners and commissioners and various other people up in arms. And I'd be right there next to him. There is no, you know, I don't think Rush Limbaugh's a racist. I think he's worse than a racist. He is someone who traffics in language that appeals to the worst elements of our society. And he does it because he knows there's an audience for it, and he knows that he can make money off of it. I don't think for a moment that he is racist personally, but what he does is worse than racism.
Well, and you know, who cares about the distinction? In other words, fine, maybe the guy, I mean, it's like, you know, my best friend's black. You know, I mean, like,
in the sense
of, like, Rush Limbaugh, fine, he's personally... In his interpersonal dealings,
and
he's
everything
not a racist.
About him, if he's talking about a man or a woman, and they happen to be a person of color, that is the distinguishing characteristic that he hones in on.
Yes, I think he. By the way, I think he is. Whether he is personally a racist or not, which I don't really care about. I think the guy is obsessed with race. Obsessed.
He's obsessed with race. He's obsessed with sexuality. He's obsessed with gender. Whatever makes the person different. In terms of not a white male, heterosexual Christian, becomes the distinguishing characteristic that he will, you know, go after.
Do you think it works? I mean, by that I mean, yes, he's got an audience, he's able to make lots of money doing it. But I guess I'll split this into a two-part question. Do you think it works for the broad middle, and or do you think the people who listen to him, who cheer him on, are manipulated in a sense of, do they know that he's a racist and they're a racist, or is he such a good manipulator that he sort of brings people over to racist positions without making them feel like they're racist?
I think he cannot sway the movable middle. He's insanely unpopular among the movable middle. By about the same margin that he's insanely popular with the base conservative right. you know, in terms of his ability to move people and what his audience is like, I've not seen any recent polling about, you know, his audience demographics, but I would imagine that it's by and large very similar to most conservative talk radio, very old, very white, and very male. And, you know, those people historically vote Republican. And if anybody's going to have a problem with people of color becoming more powerful and women becoming right. more powerful, we've seen these new numbers come out that say that a majority of, you know, the bread earners and families are now women. If there's anybody that's going to have a problem with that, it's going to be older white males.
That's right. And he is speaking, I agree with you, he is speaking to the unmovable, hardest of hardcore base. Carl Frisch at Media Matters, mediamatters.org. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. Really appreciate it, and really appreciate all of your work and Media Matters work. It is fantastic.
Thank you.
Take care. 917 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, we're going to talk to the author of the officially sanctioned sequel, newest officially sanctioned sequel to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. Ian Colfer will be with us. I know a lot of fans of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy because I know that because I cut a promo yesterday accidentally saying that he was Douglas Adams, and we immediately...
It aired like, it was on the air for like 15 seconds.
15 seconds, and we immediately got a ton of email being like, he's not, you know...
No, we just messed up the wording. We know this.
Yes, I know.
We just messed up the wording.
We messed up the wording, and we got... So I know a lot of you...
Only human.
We're only human, so a lot of you are probably interested in this interview with Ian Colfer. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. New crash westbound I-70 just east of I-25. That's causing really small backups around Washington Street, but people just kind of humming by that one. Heavier jams on the turnpike westbound Sheridan to Wadsworth. Same deal southbound 225. Parker Road to Yosemite had an earlier crash there as well. Forecast cold front in the state now. That should bring some cloudy skies in this afternoon as well. Some scattered rain showers. Highs today in the upper 50s, maybe around 60 degrees. Right now, 48 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Health One is hosting a system-wide open house for experienced nurses.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has Connections from Hallmark greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I left the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Do you have a tax problem with the IRS and not sure where to turn? Have you been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, or have they seized your Social Security, disability checks? You don't have to be a victim anymore. Since 1997, Tax Defense Network has helped thousands of honest taxpayers negotiate a rock-bottom offer with the IRS, and we can help you too. Stop being the target of the IRS collection machine and let Tax Defense Network's team of attorneys work for you. There are no retainer fees or hidden fees, and we will not take on your case unless we know we can help. And that's a promise. And with the highest A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you can call Tax Defense Network with confidence. The call is free, and the consultation with one of our experts is free. Call now.
1-800-282-6441. That's 1-800-282-6441.
Leave your IRS problems to us and start enjoying life today. Call now.
1-800-282-6441. 1-800-282-6441.
You belong to the gang, and you say...
920 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us now, Owen Colfer. He is releasing the author of Another Thing, which is part 6 of Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy. Owen will be at the Tattered Cover on the 16th Street Mall at 7 p.m. On Saturday to talk about this book. Owen, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Dave. It's great to be on.
Okay, so the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series is really one of the most popular series, sci-fi series, I guess if you can call it sci-fi, I think you can, in contemporary history. Before we get into the sequel here, tell us, as somebody who is carrying on Douglas Adams' legacy, why you think the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series and brand has been so enduring?
I think there's a few reasons, in my opinion, and I can only speak for myself and why it attracted me. I first read it as a teenager, and when I read it, I realized that it was anti-everything. It was anti-establishment, it was anti-organized religion, it was anti-bureaucracy, it was anti-government. And, of course, as a teenager, you are anti-everything. So you thought, finally, a book in a genre I love that represents me. Secondly, it was absolutely amazingly hilarious. It was like nothing I had ever read before, and so that grabbed my attention. And also, I think sci-fi can be sometimes a little too worthy, a little too noble, and everybody has a mission and a destiny. And Douglas came along just at the right time to really poke fun at that, but from the inside, because he was a sci-fi lover himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was okay. I think if a stranger had come in from the outside and poked fun at us, we would have been very upset. But it was okay for Douglas because he wrote for Doctor Who. So he was a real sci-fi guy himself.
Now you're a well-accomplished author yourself. You became a New York Times best-selling author of books for children and teens. Known for writing the Artemis Fowl series. Now you're carrying on Douglas Adams' legacy. What was that like? And what does it feel like to if not walk in his shoes, to try to carry on the legacy? I don't want to call it a burden, but there must be some part of it that feels like there's a lot of pressure there.
It is a burden in a way. It's a great honor and a thrill and the fun I had writing it. I had more fun writing this book, I think, than any other book. But at the other side of that, when I came out of my shed at the bottom of the garden with the manuscript, I immediately began to feel the pressure and the weight of the expectation, because the Douglas fans are very, very fond of the book. They feel a lot of ownership towards the books and the character, and they really didn't want some guy tarnishing that and messing it up. So I was very eager that people realize that this is a labor of love for me. What I'm trying to do is bring Hitchhiker to a whole new generation of people who read my Artemis Fowl books, and now I hope we'll pick this up, but then ultimately go back and pick up the original masterwork.
Again, on the line with us is Owen Colfer. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover on the 16th Street Mall at 7 p.m. This Saturday, October 24th, talking about And Another Thing, which is part 6 of Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. When you were writing this, you're talking about, you know, trying to either emulate or at least carry on the legacy of Douglas Adams. Were you in the mindset of, all right, I'm gonna kind of write this in my own style and not try to be exactly like Douglas Adams, because if I try to be like Douglas Adams, the readers are gonna know it? Or were you more on the side of, I have to even stylistically try to emulate Douglas Adams down to the, you know, to the nitty, grainy, gritty?
No, the first one, David, I think I said, if you try and imitate Douglas Adams, you cannot win.
Right.
His style is so unique and so amazing. So I thought what I would do was I'd write it in my own style, but have a few little paragraphs here and there, or a few little jokes that are kind of reminiscent of what Douglas might do. For example, he was well known for writing very long sentences that absolutely might just mean no, the one word, but instead of writing no, he would write a whole paragraph that would come around slowly to that word. And I tried to do that a few times, just to give people that sense of nostalgia towards the first books. But as for trying to ape Douglas, I thought that would be ridiculous. So and you couldn't win a battle like that. So.
Yeah, that would have been my guess. Would have been exactly that you wouldn't have tried to, because it's impossible. I should ask, you know, how well did you know him? I don't know. Maybe you didn't know him. Maybe you did. How well did you know him? How did you get into this position where you're the one trying to carry on in an official capacity his legacy?
I didn't know Douglas at all. This all came. I never met him. I hadn't met his family. I had no inkling that this project was being talked about. It just came to me from his agent. His agent was familiar with my work, and he went to Jane Belson, who's Douglas's widow, and said, I know we've had a lot of people before putting themselves forward, and they've never been accepted, but we found this guy, and we think you should read his stuff. And she had already read all my books with her daughter, and I think that really helped. So she said, yeah, I know him. I really like what he's done, and let's go with that.
Did you come to them ultimately with the story, or did they come to you with the story and have you write it?
No, it was very... I just wrote the story. I just went away, and they said, yeah, you go write the book, and we need it by February. So I just went off and wrote, and I came back. I don't know what would have happened if they hadn't liked the story. I imagine I would have pulled it. I don't think I would have... put it out without Jane's approval, because that would be just craziness.
I mean, this is amazing. I mean, I'm a writer. I write nonfiction books. I don't write fiction books. But the amount of pressure you must have been under, I mean, really, to be in the shadow of this you know, literary titan, and they send you off, and they select you, and they send you off to write this book. I mean, that is a tremendous amount of pressure. I mean, you must work well under pressure, huh?
To be honest with you, I mean, it seems really naive, but I knew there was expectation, and I did feel a certain amount of pressure, but I didn't realize how much expectation there was until I started to go out into the world and talk about it. And people say to me, you're so brave, this, and I don't feel brave. I felt it was something that I really had to do, and I couldn't say no. And I would be saying, what if for the rest of my life if I hadn't done it? And the way I thought about it was this: if this goes right, then it's a lovely thing to have done, and you'll hopefully bring a bit of life back to Hitchhiker. If this goes wrong, then people are going to say you should have left it to Douglas Adams, and in a year or so, you know, people will forget about it, I hope. So that was how I was looking at it.
Well, I got to tell you something. We here at AM 760, we figured out real quick how keyed in Douglas Adams fans are. When I did a promo for your interview that aired maybe for 15 seconds, maybe once on the whole network, I had misread and misworded the promo and suggested that you were Douglas Adams. And I'm not kidding. Within like 15 seconds, we got all these emails and calls being like, you know, Douglas Adams died. So the only point being that the readers of this series are very, very clued in and keyed in to this series. I mean, I think think you're right. I think they feel a great deal of ownership over this series. And again, on the line with us is Owen Colfer. He'll be at the Tattered Cover Saturday, October 24th, 7 p.m. It's the Tattered Cover on the 16th Street Mall, talking about his new book and another thing, which is part 6 of Douglas Adams's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. So real quick, give us a preview or a summary of the sequel. What happens, or what can readers look forward to?
Well, where we left the last book, all our heroes were on Earth just as it was about to explode. So I've managed to get them off the Earth just before it explodes in what I think is an amusing way. And so they find out that there's a colony of Earthlings living on a tiny planet in a distant nebula, which they bought from Zaphod Beeverbrox. And these people on this planet do not have a god, because this planet was not made by our god. It was built by the Magrathians. And so they put an advertisement in a magazine advertising for the position of God, and all the unemployed deities of the universe descend on the planet to do interviews. So there's a series of interviews for God. I just love the idea of someone asking Thor, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So everyone is heading for this planet. The Vogons need to destroy it. Arthur Dent and Zaphod Beeverbrox need to go and be with the remaining humans, and all these gods are arriving in their various chariots to interview for the position of God. And there's going to be a big showdown on the planet involving a large amount of cheese.
Very, very. That, you know what? That is a perfect, perfect preview. Owen Colfer, again, he'll be at the Tattered Cover on the 16th Street Mall Saturday, October 24th at 7 p.m. talking about his new book and another thing, which is part 6 of Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy trilogy. Owen, thank you so much for taking the time this morning, and good luck with the book.
Thank you, David.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
9:31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, News of the Weird. There's a lot of News of the Weird. I didn't do News of the Weird yesterday, so there's a lot of stuff out there, including a guy whose corpse sat in an apartment building for a number of days, rotting away outside of his apartment because people thought he was a Halloween novelty. They thought he was a dummy being set up for Halloween. I'm not joking. Stick around for News of the Weird.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
What about that smell?
But
maybe that was part of the Halloween trick too.
I'm dead serious.
Oh,
no pun intended.
Very good one, David Sirota.
All right, let's get a traffic.
You got it, my man. And then we'll get to the News of the Weird. Westbound 36 is going to be really heavy still for you. Traveling across Westminster, Sheridan to Wadsworth, also heavy. Trying to get out of Aurora still, Parker Road to Yosemite. That's where we had an earlier crash, but that's always a late spot to clear for us. Our only crash on the radar, westbound I-70, just east of I-25. You're going to tap the brakes at Washington Street, but really just going to fly past this one. Also some jams eastbound I-70 from Pecos to Washington. Forecast today, partly cloudy, a high around 60. Late this afternoon, we expect scattered rain showers, which could turn to some snow. After midnight, little accumulation, though. Our current downtown temperature, 48 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open for the 2009-2010 winter season. Get your bonus season pass for just $359 and ski 5 days at Breckenridge or Keystone, plus unlimited skiing at Arapahoe Basin all season long. Go to arapahoebasin.com or call 1-888-ARAPAHOE.
If you're really hungry, then get online at am760.net.
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Buy one, get two free at Joseph A. Bank. Buy any sport coat, sport shirt, sweater, leather jacket, or pants and get two absolutely free. Just buy one at our regular price and get two of equal or lesser value for free. Mix and match sport coats, pants, sport shirts, sweaters, even top coats, raincoats, and leather jackets. Buy one, get any two free for 3 days only at Joseph A. Bank. Buy any sport coat, sport shirt, sweater, leather jacket, or pants, and get any two absolutely free. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday only at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.65% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, no minimum balance, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
News of the Weird. AP, authorities say an Italian man took reckless driving to new heights in 11 frantic minutes of traffic violations in eastern Switzerland. They say they first spotted the 47-year-old driver as he sped his Jeep past an unmarked police car at 160 kilometers an hour. That's 100 miles an hour. In a rainstorm. 100 miles an hour in a rainstorm. He got 15 violations in 11 minutes. Police say the man drove through a construction zone in a rainstorm at 80 miles an hour, twice the speed limit. They seized the man's driver's license, and a judge ordered him tested for medications and illegal drugs. LeBron James wants to dunk on President Bush's ass.
Who doesn't?
Cleveland Cavs superstar LeBron James, widely considered to be one of the best professional players of all time, and in an interview in next month's Maxim magazine, he says his ideal opponent would be someone better known for clearing brush than shooting hoops. If given the opportunity to dunk on anyone in the world, LeBron says it would be George W. Bush's ass. The interviewer, if there was one guy on the planet you could dunk on, who would it be? If it doesn't have to be a basketball player, George W. Bush, LeBron responded, I would dunk on his ass, break the rim, and shatter the glass.
That's awesome, man.
That
I like
awesome.
LeBron a lot
like
more.
LeBron.
Yeah.
One of Madonna's New York neighbors says the superstar's loud music and frequent sessions are causing a commotion. Karen George of Manhattan lives above Madonna in a building on Central Park. She said in a lawsuit filed Friday against the building's co-op board that the material girl is using her apartment as a rehearsal studio, forcing neighbors to endure blaring music, stomping, and shaking walls for up to 3 hours each day. And she is suing Madonna. Robotics researchers at Carnegie Mellon University get hungry at work just like you do. Unlike you, however, they can create robot minions to bring them food. Their latest creation is Snackbot, an autonomous mobile robot whose mission is to bring tasty treats.
Small. I want one of those.
I know, I want one of those too.
You ever watch The Jetsons when you were a kid, Dave?
Loved it.
Remember how they like just had the thing where you could just push a button and you're like, I want turkey and potatoes.
I know.
Boom.
Awesome.
Hopefully that's what the future's like with food.
Let's hope. Small asteroid to fly past the Earth this week. A small asteroid will buzz the Earth. Or I guess it did buzz the Earth on Friday. This is coming this Friday. I think I've got the dates right. No. Yeah, that's right. It happened last Friday. A small asteroid buzzed the Earth, flying just inside the orbit of the moon. It passed safely by the home planet, according to a crack team of NASA space trackers. I think we would have known if it didn't.
Did this have anything to do with Balloon Boys last week?
No, I don't think so. I'll try to confirm that, though.
You know, maybe they were trying to jump on it. That guy's weird, isn't he?
He is weird. I wouldn't surprise me.
I think I'm going to be him for Halloween, Dave. I think I've changed my costume.
Richard Deeney.
I'm going to be Balloon Boy. What are you called?
Balloon Dad. I told you to be the balloon.
Or should I just be the balloon?
You should be the balloon.
All right, maybe that's a good idea.
Why have sex to fend off parasites? Since Darwin's time, biologists have tried to understand the advantages of sexual reproduction. And unlike sexual organisms, asexuals do not need a partner to reproduce. If there were no advantages to sex and both sexual and asexual individuals were competing for resources, the asexuals would take over in only a few generations. So why have these sexual beings survived? And this is about an Indiana University study that suggests it's because it helps some animals fend off parasites. This is news from Greeley. The smell of manure hangs over Greeley as it has for half a century. And there's an effort.
That's not nice.
No, but there's an effort to convert methane from cattle manure. We're now into energy up in Greeley. So that's good news.
That's always been the knock on Greeley, is it really smells up there. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't smell in the town of Greeley. I mean, some of the.
On the outskirts.
Outskirts of town. Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, bad rap for Greeley. Greeley's not that bad. And there's some cool bars up there.
Yeah, and it's good that they're making an effort to turn something that's a negative into a positive. This from Washington, we're going to have this guy on. Is the CIA covering up some dark secret about the assassination of John F. Kennedy? Probably not, but you wouldn't know it from the CIA's behavior. For 6 years, the agency has fought in federal court to keep secret hundreds of documents from 1963... And a journalist, Jeffrey Morley, said the CIA's conduct is maddening and suggests that they are trying to hide something. We're going to have this journalist on later on in the next couple of days. Now, I promised this story. The body of Mustafa Mahmoud Zayed was found slumped over a chair on the balcony of his third-floor Los Angeles apartment with a single gunshot wound to the eye. Neighbors had seen the body nearly a week before the discovery, but hadn't called police because they thought the corpse, quote, looked like a Halloween dummy. Really, 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 the smell should have given it away.
Good neighbors.
Yeah, really, really sick. The police don't think there was foul play involved. They think the guy committed suicide.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
Yeah. Europeans find 32 planets outside of our solar system. European astronomers have found 32 new planets, adding evidence to the theory that the universe has many places where life could develop. That's on the AP Wire today. A cat who rode 2 miles through New York City while stuck in the engine compartment of an SUV has lived to meow about it. That reminds me, did you see that video of the baby in the carriage in Australia that fell off, that rolled off the subway platform, and the subway came? And the baby lived. I mean, it was unbelievable.
No, I've not seen that video.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. It was
really?
So crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
man, that's lucky.
It's really... Anybody can Google. Go Australia baby carriage. You'll find it on Google.
God.
AP reports a clump of hair believed to have been trimmed from Elvis Presley's head when he joined the Army in 1958 has sold for $15,000 at a Chicago auction house. $15,000 for a lock of the king's hair. A couple more stories here. Adults with little internet experience show changes in their brain activity after just 1 week online. The results suggest internet training can stimulate neural activation patterns and could potentially enhance brain function and cognition, especially in older adults. And our last story. Supervolcanoes and cosmic impacts get all the terrible glory for causing mass extinctions, but a new theory suggests lowly algae may be the killer behind the world's greatest species annihilations. It's on Science Daily, all about killer algae. That's your News of the Weird update. 9:45 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've been talking about John Southers, the Attorney General, trying to lash out. He has been lashing out at President Obama's directive issued yesterday, directive to the Justice Department telling Justice Department officials to respect state medical marijuana laws, to not prosecute people who are complying with state medical marijuana laws. Why is John Southers, who is representing a state whose voters have passed medical marijuana laws, why is he trying to become the national face of the opposition to medical marijuana laws? And this is in the same week, by the way, that Gallup's new poll shows record high, no pun intended, record high support for total legalization of marijuana. Not just medicinal, but total and complete legalization of marijuana. What is our attorney general doing? 303-713-7600 is the number. And if he's so tough on drugs, if he's so anti-drug, why aren't I reading about John Suthers in today's Denver Post story about the push to allow casinos to sell alcohol 24 hours a day instead of under restricted hours? Alcohol is a drug. Alcohol is a more harmful drug to the human body than marijuana. Where is our attorney general on that issue? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Joe in Arvada. Joe, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, and thank you. Yeah, the reason is because he's a hypocrite. You know, I was thinking about the articles that were in the Post just about a month or two ago, and they were all about how we are so lame on DUI in this state that these people continue to get DUI after DUI after DUI and kill people, and yet they're not in jail, and they're not going to be in jail. And so Suther's record on protecting the people from drunk drivers is actually horrible. But one of the other things that I was thinking about was that, and I grew up in the 60s, is that I always hear about all the people who get killed by drunk drivers, and we always have. We have the mothers against drunk drivers and so on and so forth. But I've never seen a statistic that says how many people get killed in automobile accidents because people are high on marijuana. I mean, it's not even comparable.
It's not even comparable. I mean, and now some people would argue, well, the studies that compare alcohol and marijuana and, you know, drunk driving stats versus under the influence of marijuana stats, you can't compare them because marijuana is illegal, and so therefore less people are using marijuana, and that if you there, you know, this, and I don't subscribe to this, but the chain reaction theory is that if you legalize marijuana, more people will use it, and the statistics of negative effects will go up. I don't buy that line of thinking, but that's what folks would say. That's what folks would say.
And I agree with you. I don't agree with that point of view because, you know, I'm almost 60 years old, and so I've been watching this for 40 years. I grew up in a culture that nobody really cared that marijuana was illegal at the time, and there were really no enforcement laws to speak of. And yet, you know, we still didn't have people being killed constantly. This is the same as the health care issue. The alcohol industry buys off these politicians, and we never have any reform regarding DUIs, and we never actually have any really specific enforcement.
No, you make a really good point, and let's not forget that there are a number of states that only within, I don't know, the last 15 years that really even tightened their DUI laws into something that you might call respectable. I mean, really, I remember, you know, again, I think it was only 10 or 15 years ago that some states, it's not that they didn't have DUI laws, but it was a slap on the wrist. I mean, you're totally right. The way we treat alcohol and marijuana, the discrepancy between the two just suggests, as I've used this term before, it just suggests that we really are living in an idiocracy, a rule by idiocy. It makes no sense to completely legalize alcohol and have an attorney general, a chief law enforcement officer of our state, running around trying to make his national name as the anti-marijuana guy. That doesn't make any empirical sense. It makes no scientific sense. It the only sense it makes, I guess, but I don't even think it makes political sense. I mean, we're from a state that voted for medical marijuana, so it makes no sense at all. It suggests that John Suthers has got some sort of screw loose. Thanks for the call, Joe. 950 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Take a couple more of your calls after a traffic update with Captain John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is really in nice shape for us now in the 50s and 60s on C-470, also on I-70 for eastbounders. We do have a small crash on the westbound side just east of I-25, but people just seem to be kind of cruising past that. Volumes aren't very heavy, and looks like they've just moved that one as well. So, again, things are good on I-70 across the elevated portion of the freeway. Southbound I-25 going to be a little sluggish heading into downtown Park Avenue past Spear. And in Aurora, southbound 225, a little heavy there, Parker Road, Yosemite, but really starting to loosen up for us as well. Forecast, cold front has moved into the state. That's going to bring some cloudy skies in this afternoon, possible scattered afternoon rain showers. Highs today in the upper 50s, maybe low 60s. Right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The original lowest prices of the season sale starts Wednesday at Kohl's. Get the guaranteed lowest sale prices store-wide, plus $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. See store for details. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Our democracy has been seized.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
States. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
9:54 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 60, going up to 62 degrees today. Looks pretty nice out there, but the weather's going to change. But then looks like fairly sunny this weekend, so that's good. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, the Phillies will win. Don't worry.
Hey, I passed out early last night, but I heard that that game was just unbelievable, that they pulled it out. Jimmy Rollins, I mean,
yeah,
they are on a tear.
Yeah. Hey, two things real quick. Hey, about you're talking about that methane and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody does that, hey, this country would be one big Thunderdome.
How do you mean?
Remember the movie Thunderdome?
Yeah.
And the pigs? And they were from the pig waste, they're using the methane for the electricity?
I vaguely remember that. Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I think it's a good thing. Yeah. And also, you're talking about marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't smoke the stuff. I'm for legalization and stuff. But you know what scares me is that if it does legal, look at the big hand of the federal and state government to go in there, regulate it, monopolize it, and get big tax money out of it.
And you know, are you saying that's a bad thing or a good thing?
So that's what's going to happen, because I think there's the Fortune 500 companies, including the tobacco companies, that already got brand names and packaging and marketing and everything.
Well, that's true, although there is a theory out there that I don't necessarily think is all that wrong, which is that unlike other pharmaceuticals, you know, making a pill, you can't just make a pill at your house. I mean, you can, but it's not easy. You can't really do it. As opposed to marijuana, where you can really, you know, potentially grow a lot. The average person can grow a lot of marijuana. And so there's a theory out there that says, look, the reason why there hasn't been a stronger push for legalization is because big money interests, big corporate interests, have less of an interest in a commodity that the average consumer, the average individual with a little bit of work, can grow themselves. That they like to make products which they can monopolize the production of. Hey, Ron, thanks for the call, man. Doug in Fort Collins. Doug, you're on AM760.
Awesome. Hey, Dave, big fan, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Hey, wanted to talk about the legalization of marijuana as a whole. One thing that we can learn from California is that we can create a real economic boom per state or nationally with legalization, regulation, and taxation of marijuana. Amsterdam is a perfect example of a California district that is making so much money that it's one of the only districts in the state that's actually has been positive revenue.
Yeah, you know, this doesn't get enough attention about how much of a market you can actually create through controlled legalization. I mean, that is a real issue. And especially at a time of economic recession, you know, we are sending right now, I mean, think about how much money is being sent down to the Mexican drug cartels on marijuana bought on the black market that could be put in here into the United States in a legitimate business if we had a pragmatic drug policy. And that's not even talking about the tax revenues we could get. Doug, good point. Thanks for the call, man. All right, that's the show for today. Thanks to John Turk, Captain Turk, for running the board.
It's good to be here again.
You're well-rested, sort of, after your
vacation. I am. I'm a bit better than I was last week.
Yeah. Happy birthday, man. Belated happy birthday to John Turk. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, enjoy the nice weather before it gets not nice.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Bucks. Great deals.